So how do you, when do you start? You just say, I'm ready to go?
Well, no. I think you just started it.
Yeah, that's all a right. pretty good beginning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 32. I am one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. We are sitting in a new place right now. I'm pretty excited about it. We are in one of my co-hosts' house.
Hey,
hi, Brian.
Hey, everybody. Hey, it's me, Brian. Brian Patrick Colbert Kennedy. Another host on the
Probably
Sounds
Awful
podcast.
I didn't know you lived in a mansion until I pulled up today. This place is baller.
Thank you very much.
Super baller.
Yeah, like, what do you do with 8 bathrooms?
Shit in all of them, for sure. Right. I've only
although
shit
we're allowed
in
to only go
bathroom.
In one.
Well, yeah, there's the peasant restroom, and that's the one for
oh,
idiots.
Peasant restroom. Got it.
I appreciate
you
pointing out my giant mansion. It's beautiful. After the podcast, I'll take you on the tour.
Sweet.
Welcome to the podcast, guys. Episode 32, like Leo said. This is our golden birthday podcast.
This is our golden birthday.
Our golden podcast. I guess it's not birthday.
And you've heard a voice that it sounds already way cooler than Josh.
Oh, absolutely. 100% cooler.
You're probably wondering, where is that sniveling little rat voice? Well,
rat voice?
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a rat voice today. We are welcoming only our third guest host, Alex Haberman, to the podcast.
Yeah, yo. Welcome,
Brosif. Third guest, really?
Yeah.
Well, third right. guest, but only one. Well, is there a difference between guest and guest host?
So we've had Rob Medley. Went well.
As a guest, though.
Yep.
As a guest.
We've had
Drew. As a guest.
Yep. And we've had Alex.
So does that make me the only guest host?
You're so far the first guest host, right?
Oh, all right.
Like, to replace a host who's gone?
True.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good. Fuck Josh. Fuck Josh.
Yeah, fuck Josh.
I hope he hears that. Josh, full permanent replace. If I do well... I feel like this is more of an audition than anything else.
The thing is, Josh won't hear it because he doesn't listen to our episode.
And hopefully listens to the ones he's not on. But also, I'm curious because it sounds like right now that Alex wanted Josh to hear that immediately.
Oh, yeah,
like,
right away.
Yeah, I'm going to text him right now.
Here's what I just said.
Yeah, you should be listening to this.
Thanks
yeah.
so much for guest hosting,
thank
bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude, I've been promising to come by for fucking 32 episodes now.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
So here you are.
Glad to be here.
The other person who wants who responded to a save it for the podcast is Chris Carlson.
Yeah.
Tripsy. Really?
Oh, yeah. Tripsy wants to.
Shout
right.
out to Tripsy. Get him on here.
Yeah. And he 100% needs to be sitting in one of these chairs. And we need to talk about that trip to Vegas where we offer his place.
You got a Red Bull vodka that dude up heavy.
So, yeah, when
he
you
can take
yeah,
it.
We should. Oh, God, that would be a disaster.
Do you guys remember
he
that? Like,
this while he was
what did he do? Wait, I can't forget that for the rest of my life. Did I remember? We were at.
He got like a blood clot.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Like, yeah, like legit in his calf. He was Jesus. Complaining on the car ride home. Like, hey, my leg kind of hurts. And then he goes to the hospital the next day.
Do you I remember sitting at the poker table, like basically before, like probably a couple hours before we left. And he was just like, hey, guys, this is number 13.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dude, I watched him drink like 10
of
those.
He was just ordering them.
It was like first thing in the morning, 7 a.m. He was ordering them 2 at a time because he didn't want to wait. Remember we were at
it's so clearly a bad idea.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you might want to slow down with those. Red Bull's really bad for your body.
I cannot wait till he's on to tell the other side of the story, but it's fantastic
There's
to
no
tell
other
our side.
He's going to get on and be like, yeah, did I pound it? Like, that's the only side there is.
Conversation over.
We were at Grand Lux trying to eat something. Everyone's quiet. Oh, yeah, everyone's just fucking minding their manners, except Tripsy.
Yep.
He's like under the table. We're trying to force him to eat some bread. He refuses to eat.
He wouldn't eat anything.
We're like, come on, dude, eat the salad. It was free. Like, just eat it. eat something. The guy's got nothing in his body but Red Bull and vodka.
Oh, my God.
He was rubbing his head all over me. I was like, God damn it. Remember
who Alex, who is a, I would say maybe you're not the biggest fan of touching, like personal touching.
Maybe not specifically from Chris Carlson.
okay.
There's other people who can touch me all they want.
Yeah, right.
What's that list?
Depends on the toucher.
Go from 3 to 1, unless you don't want to mention
three
names.
3 to 1.
3 to 1. I don't want you to, you know, put them in any order, I guess.
Oh, man.
Who would I allow touching from? Bernie Sanders would be pretty cool.
He could touch you?
He could touch me.
Oh, I would let Bernie touch
me. Like in
me,
a sexual way or in like a healing way, like a holistic?
I feel like he could do both. Like maybe probably heal could. Me and then, because I've got some things to heal. You know, we do this section called What's Wrong With My Body.
That's
we're
going
to talk
heard
about that.
What's going on with my body?
What's going on with my body?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, I think.
Selena Gomez.
I mean,
she's a fan.
Or whoever the actual spammer is.
Right.
So even whoever that spammer who's actually sending that email, like some Russian dude, like 14-year-old Russian boy,
yeah,
you can like, touch me. Track the IP
is
address.
Is this just casual touching? Like you mean like he like comes up and just like puts his hand on your back when he's like when he says hi,
yeah, or something like that? Because yeah. I know there's people around me. Like I know you, Brian, are not the biggest fan of touching.
I mean, it's not well, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not really how I grew up.
Like, because I remember the first time I met Brian, right. I hugged him, and I was like, can I put my tongue down your throat? And he's like, dude, it's our first time meeting. No. And I was like, okay, wow, yeah, wow,
I
this dude
out.
Hates
touching. And looking back, like, totally unwarranted. I should have let you do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Did you, did you see that picture that we had this GLC reunion, Alex, possibly coming up in August?
Oh, yeah, the Grand Lux in Chicago where Leo and Josh and a bunch of other people were.
Somebody posted a picture. You reminded me of this when you said GLC from Vegas. Someone posted a picture of Brian, probably which should have then immediately been like pre his death. Like hanging halfway out a trolley.
Oh, yeah, the trolley. Yeah, yeah, sure, yeah. For sure.
Like you were hanging out a trolley trying to touch a cab, like in the next lane.
Yeah. We had a good friend named Christy who had a birthday party on a trolley in Chicago. And it's like, I don't know how this is okay, but you can just get on a trolley, like an open air trolley.
Right.
Drive anywhere in the city. You know, we have a driver in the city, yeah. and we're just pounding drinks on the trolley.
Yeah.
Like on the freeway.
Sounds like a great time.
Oh, it was a fucking amazing.
No doors, no windows, just drunk on the freeway.
Right, like, so I was true. I was just hanging out the window, like trying to touch cars. I got like, on the roof at one point.
I feel like you have a lot of like super reckless, I was drunk and I shouldn't have done that stories.
100 of them at right? least.
Someone was telling me you jumped through a bush and rolled down a hill and went to the hospital.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good one.
Yeah, I knocked myself out. I'm still paying that hospital bill.
Yep, I'm currently showing Alex the picture that we are talking about.
Yep, I recognize you. That's you.
We will be posting this in the in the actual feed of the website.
It's pretty good.
Where you guys can
Nothing
see that
picture.
Nothing
bad happened that night, though, which is good.
There have been many a trolley experiences in Chicago that you get on the trolley. And it's almost like life doesn't exist anywhere else.
Right. You're in this weird new world.
And you're kind of like Chris Carlson. Well, all you want to do is let's get lit. Like
they let us bring, you know, coolers of beer and booze and shit just on the trolley. And our friend was driving it.
Yeah. Cause we stopped and then like at like a Ralph's and then we're like, all right, everybody get what you need.
Yeah,
And then you jumped back on. And everyone had, you know, a 30-pack, which is $10 in Chicago.
Yeah. That sounds like a good-ass time.
It is.
It was so
They don't do that
That's
here,
one
do
of
they?
The best birthdays. I feel like you couldn't, right?
Dude, you know what I'm going to start doing? This Friday, Santa Monica fucking metro station opens for business.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I'm going to start drinking so much more.
Wait a second.
Yeah, now that you can take the train?
46 minutes, Santa Monica to downtown.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Even in fucking rush hour traffic.
That's not Red Line, though, right?
It's the Expo line.
Okay, so it's the Expo line, so it's like people like shouting out food, what you need, or...
Yeah, like there's somebody there who's making sure that all the right plates go to the right tables.
When you work in a restaurant, Alex, Expo is also what they call like the person who, you know, has final say if food goes out or not.
He's like the person in between the kitchen and the food runner to make sure... The expediter.
That's more Alex, information about restaurant
matter,
jobs. Yeah, I didn't need to know that.
But
it
rings a bell in our minds because we worked in the, in the restaurant.
Yeah. Much like when I heard trolley ride, I just heard losing your mind like Trip C. Yeah.
So that's Josh drove a trolley under an underpass and got it stuck under the underpass because it was too tall.
So
we were on it. It was ridiculous.
So hey, you have to deflate the tires, right? Isn't that the trick?
No, what did he
Maybe
do?
Maybe we could have. He just went in reverse and we just got out.
Okay, you just
by
scraped
scraping
the shit out.
And the only way, because like in Chicago, it's, you know, the highway is running that entire length of that street. So like we got off at, we got off. We thought we could, and we had no idea where else to go because we were on it literally rehearsing a show we were doing.
Yeah.
And we got off, and the only way we know that we were going to get this home safely was a guy was like, you can go up two more exits, and there's no more highway.
Yeah, like one dude finally knew
where
there was no...
So we went, and then Josh then had to then turn back and get around, but he's going under like traffic lights that are like just barely scraping the top of a double-decker.
Dude, that's what I think when I see these, like, what is it, Cruise America RVs that anyone with a driver's license can just rent, and now they're tearing up, like, on a little one-way street up in the mountains, and they really shouldn't be driving this massive car that's, like, top-heavy. It's just super reckless.
My stepdad actually drove us to Virginia City, which I think is somewhere around here, almost near, like, Carson or something.
There's a Virginia City here?
There's a Virginia City, but it's just on, like... top of a mountain. It's old, like gold miner town. But the street to get up it was the actual width of a car. So he drove a camper up there, decided that was a good idea. And the actual like turning would actually take one of the wheels off.
Yeah, Christ.
And then it was three wheels on. And then we're looking inside because he told us to stay inside the camper. So we're looking in the camper just straight down like a cliff with like no guardrail. And he's like, we'll be fine. And you could literally hear like...
I love his like danger.
Right? Yeah, that's like... Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's what he did.
What a bad boy.
He drove that camper like, what a bad little boy. Yeah, he drove that camper, you know, across the country three times because we went to Virginia to Santa Barbara and back, obviously.
Damn.
And then the camper flew like in Spaceballs.
Holy shit, you guys had a plumbing camper?
Yeah, 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 airborne. Yeah. Just to get back a little bit quicker. I mean, obviously the gas, I don't even want to talk about it now.
Well, no. Jet fuel, you kidding me? Yeah, get out of here. It's way too spendy.
So let's talk a little bit, Alex, since we have you on. I want to hear about maybe Brian's first foray into L.A., because this is the second one. We're in L.A. right now.
By the way, we know Haberman.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
From I met him like 12 years ago now, I think, almost.
Has it been that long? Yeah. It's been like 2006, huh?
2000. Yeah, roughly, maybe 10 years. Maybe 10
years. Yeah, ish.
When I first moved to L.A. from Chicago, I randomly met a couple of dudes by auditioning for a short film that they were making.
Right. Title of the short film, please.
Yeah, let's YouTube this thing.
God, what was that first one?
Was it the one with the wine? Saw that.
Yeah, I think it was that one, actually. Not the one with the wine.
Midnight Wine. If you wanted to look that one up, it's called Midnight Wine. Is that on YouTube? Where can we find that?
It might be on YouTube.
Just look it up.
It's not the first one, but we did make Midnight Wine later. I forgot the name of the one we made, but it was pretty dope. It was like these college kids, you know, that were like making this like whatever film for their, you know, film class.
Yeah.
And but we had like locations, like we shot in this, I mean, in Orange County, but we shot in a restaurant and we shot, like, you know, cool. It was like pretty legit.
And I remember the first time you can like get into an actual business and film and they were cool. I was like, dude, are we allowed to be here? This is great.
How old were you guys at this point?
I don't know, 22?
Yeah, 22.
I think I had just graduated school.
Yeah, so I met these other two people first, and then they introduced me to like this whole gaggle of folks from UC Irvine.
Very
I remember that day like it was yesterday.
The first day?
Yeah, it was for Boyve. We met in a in Irvine at a buddy's apartment.
That's right.
And
I think we were
two of the four actors.
Yeah, Haberman and I were members of a boy band, a Jewish boy band.
Jewish boy band.
Do we know the other two?
Billy? Do you know Billy?
Oh, yeah, Billy McClellan was
one. Was he one of them?
Billy. He was.
And Russell Bush?
And Russell was one.
The Russell Bush.
What a great name.
The Russell Bush.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Russell Bush.
He's a good guy. I wish I saw Russell more. Russell, if you listen to this.
Is that... How?
We gotta shout out to Russell.
Is that his stage name?
No, it's his real name.
Real name.
Cool.
It was a legit
name. No, there must have been five of us, right? One, two, Billy,
I think
Russell.
It was four. Right?
Hopefully that was the name of the boy band.
Desiree, Desiree was like the manager.
Guys. Right. And Ashley was the... Desiree was my girlfriend, but I was gay. Right? And then Ashley was the manager.
Was?
Adam was like the driver, Adam Angelus.
You know what's funny? The flower shirt that you wore...
What? Was gay? Oh, I'm just catching that. Yes,
thank you. Thank you.
You wore this flower shirt as like your costume, which came straight out of my closet, and I wear it every once in a while.
Really?
It's very like birdhouse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, really? Man.
It's a great shirt.
I got to watch Boyve, and I haven't... There were some great, like, after effects with an exploding van and a rolling, flaming tire.
Yeah.
Those guys were good.
I saw that first
little short film that ever had, like, any kind of effects built into it.
Yeah. I think it was probably for... didn't we win something for that or something?
I'm sure we won everything for that.
I think we probably won everything for it.
I saw on Facebook recently, Adam... Angelus.
Angelus
started his own food truck.
Yeah.
Filipino.
What's it called? Ashara. Ashara.
Yeah.
Plugging our buddy's food truck. He parks it in what? Hollywood?
Yeah, I think different locations, but yeah.
Ashara food truck. Adam Angelus, Filipino stuff.
Yeah, that definitely. Dude's awesome, and he has a food truck. It's apparently great, and I really want to go check it out. Have you been yet?
No.
We got to go. Let's make a trip.
Very cool, because I saw like a picture inside of it, and I'm just like, man, that's an entire kitchen in there.
How are you seeing his stuff? Do you know Adam?
Yeah. He came to two or three bowl lunches.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's great.
We've mentioned so many people that I met through that first time moving here. And then now you know too. So many. Everybody. Jose and all them. So many people.
So we know them through, obviously, you. But I think the first time I met Alex, or one of the first times.
Oh, I remember that night,
too. Was a night that I may never forget, because it's the night that Leo thought, Four Loco, this is dumb. Don't believe the rumors.
Looks like an energy drink.
Yep. Don't believe the rumors. I'll drink too.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think
and that was before they like redid.
Oh,
Four
it was
Loco.
This. Was, oh, yeah, this was,
this
the
was
one
like
with
the crazy
booze,
illegal dangerous version.
Yeah, this was the dangerous recipe. Drank two. I remember going for a swim when nobody else was around. Probably should be dead right now at the bottom of that pool.
Yeah, I feel like we should just be dead. All of us. Maybe not you. No, probably you too.
I drank one of them, and then I tried to open the second one. I got maybe three sips into it and was like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah. I mean, they were like 24-ounce cans. They were huge. Did not taste good.
No, they
and
were
like,
horrible.
And they were like, it was like, oh, God, it was so
bad. A lot of chaos
I think it did to your
at 39, 49.
Did you throw up?
Threw up, pissed myself. pretty sure I woke up.
Did you at least pee in the pool?
No, this was in my room. Like, and like, I believe one of the downstairs neighbors and Rob Medley had to like two
arm carry
me up. I saw them
walking you up.
Yeah, I had to two arm.
I've never seen a drunker human in my life.
It was a mess. I had already had like one like 40-ounce at that time.
Yeah, dude,
super broke.
You were drinking Jack Daniels out of the bottle when I got there.
Yep.
plus
Jack
the 40.
Daniels, a 40 of King Cobra probably.
Yep.
And two four Locos.
And that was a night that it all hit. And I was just like, I remember waking up the next morning. And if you ever want to know what regret feels like,
it's that.
It's sitting on like a silver platter. It's that. Like,
I'm pretty sure I abstained from Four Loco, didn't I? Or did I have one? I think I may have just had none.
I think you might have had a
sure
sip.
You drank maybe some, right?
I'm sure you had a sip.
You were with us that night. Weren't you drinking and messing around? Would you just
drink
other stuff?
Absolutely. But I think I was just drinking something else. Or maybe I had one Four Loco or started to.
I think we all had one.
I think we all were like you. We all had like a sip. But that's like how that's how this whole thing started with Alex. Like, that's how he remembers me.
No, yeah, that's literally the first time that I met you.
Yep.
I was driving down from my parents' place in the Bay that day, and I was texting BCK, and he was like, dude, I'm back in town. You should come hang.
Yeah.
And like, I hadn't seen you in, what, 2-3 years at the time.
Right.
So I was like, dude, fucking, I'm going to pass right by it. I'm going to go stop. You were in Los Feliz at the time.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, this is, you know, my buddy Leo and Josh, and I think Rob was living with you guys at the time. And, you know, I walk in and you're chugging, you know, Jack out of the bottle. I'm like, all right. Well,
and by the way,
wild.
This dude doesn't drink whiskey.
No, I don't.
He certainly did.
It was a rough day.
It was one time. I remember he did.
Yeah, it was a rough. When we first moved here, it was a rough time for Leo. So it was a rough time.
When I saw them walking you back up the stairs and your eyes were all like rolled back.
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Fucking
dude, this
Loco.
Guy's a goddamn disaster.
I'm telling you, and I was swimming. Listen, guys, I went swimming. I thought it was a good idea in my drunk mind to be like, nobody else was around. Let's go swimming by myself, where at any point in time I could be drunk and hit my head on the pool and
die. I remember someone saying, hey, go down and check Leo.
Yeah, that's good.
Somebody needs to probably check on Leo.
Somebody
got to
look at him,
But yeah, that was when we first moved here. Hopefully I've continued to be a disaster for you.
Was that?
I would say
this
so.
This October will be 6 years, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
I was just thinking about, we were speaking of GLC again too. I started GLC in March 2006. And now it's 2016. It is insane to me how fast time flies.
Okay, I've been here 6 years already.
Yeah, dude. It's weird to reflect on like people you've known for 10 years.
Yeah.
And like in chunks of time like that, I feel like I'm not old enough yet to know anybody for 10
years.
That long.
10 years.
I got friends from home I've known for almost 20 years now.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we're getting older. time is rolling on.
Ridiculous. Yeah, we've had some good times, old me and Haberman.
Good.
Those first few years.
I personally, speaking of things you guys have done, I remember the first time, I think it was after probably I met you. Or even before I met you, you showed me Sandwich Hater.
Again,
search Sandwich Hater on YouTube or just Google Sandwich
Hater.
It's
in there somewhere.
Somewhere around
there. Yeah, that would have been from like 07-ish.
Yeah, that was, oh my God. I remember watching that being like, man, you guys, because like, we did the Wilton Way.
Right.
So like, I know what our stuff looked like and it was on a, you know, crappy camera. You guys were shooting stuff, and I was like, how are you making it look that good?
Oh, we weren't doing anything.
That's what I'm saying.
But are those motherfuckers,
we just
had
met
access
people who
to
had
the
equipment.
Film department at their UCI.
Oh, dude, they had like
shit.
Boom mics and reflectors, and they had the whole setup.
The first thing I made with Alex and Ryan in a restaurant, they had like a, I don't know what you call it. It was like on a huge crane. They had this giant crane that they could put the camera
on. What do they call it? A jib?
Yeah, a jib. This huge jib arm so it could like go from 30 feet up in the air down.
With
like
a
slow.
And someone had
down.
To like kind of pulley it down. Really?
Amazing. They had everything at that fucking school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got to use some awesome equipment.
But Sandwich Hater was one of my favorite, and you were a shining star in that.
You had cursed a lot.
Yeah, you were
a
shining star.
A lot of
cursing
in
that.
But that might be my favorite Haberman performance of all the performances. All
right, I'll take that.
Yeah. I'll take a Sandwich Hater.
Also, like within my family, like everybody, that's the one everybody loves, the Sandwich Hater. Like,
really?
That's their favorite thing.
That's when your mom added me.
Yeah,
I got
a
Facebook request from her years ago, and she was like, hey, you're Brian's friend from the movies. Add you on Facebook. And then I noticed one day she's not on my list anymore.
Haberman, she quit Facebook. She didn't defriend you. She just jacked the
whole
thing.
I feel like she's back on Facebook, and I still have not gotten another invite.
Well, you
so.
Should feel lucky that you were ever invited.
I know. I bring this up like every year or two.
Your mom defriended Haberman?
Yeah, defriended me.
Well, you were probably saying something stupid.
I called her lady once.
Nah, she's into that.
I thought she would be, yeah. I was like, thanks, lady, or something.
No, she's got a really good sense of humor. She would like that.
That's what I thought. That's why I said it.
Yeah, she just got rid of Facebook. She just stopped taking this shit to personal.
That's what she says, but she's back on. I bet she's got tons of friends.
So many friends.
Yeah.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
She's rolling deep in the friends.
She's friends with like most of my friends.
And many a time it sees when it pops up, it says like friend Alex Haberman. She's like, nyeh.
Yeah, people you may know.
Suggested
she's got this fucking guy again.
Skip X.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I see tons of people that, and I know that they see me too, And it's like a little showdown. I'm not going to add you. I know you fucking see me. Yeah, no, okay. It's not going to be me.
Let's talk about this. This is weird because I kind of did want to bring this up. Do you remember someone I dated when I worked at like BJ's for a hot second? Allie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Allie had just broken up with a guy who is insanely crazy. It's been now like four years. If we've been here almost, no, it's probably been like 5 years. If it's since like I was hanging out with her and he was like all jealous and stuff. And then
fuck this guy.
Can you pull her up? I want to see what this girl looks like.
Allie? Yeah. But then I can pull up my phone too. But she like just posted, like I randomly ran across him as a suggested friend. And I was like, yeah, whatever. It's been 5 years. I'll add him. And then I sent him a message being like, hey man, hope you're doing well in life. You know, hope you're doing well. That's all. Just like a nice message.
You dated that girl. Pretty good.
That's just all right.
Yeah. Just like a nice message I sent him. And then his response back was epic. I can read it.
Oh, really?
Oh, I deleted it.
I was about to read it.
It's basically, he was like, I considered you a nice guy. I can't believe you would mess
with
me.
Was he also at BJ's? Did you know him?
Yeah, he had worked there too, but then he left. And it was a whole thing where he was super crazy.
Listen, she was free turf and he took advantage.
So yeah, and then, but like, it's so funny because I responded out like 5 years later, hoping that, you know, in 5 years you would forget a dumb little grudge like that. And like, he was like, you know, I consider you less than the shit that I flushed down the toilet. He's like, why was he thinking, even you thinking of me, is like the only reason that you're you still wake up in the morning is because I didn't punish you. And like, it went all the way down. And I was just reading this while I was playing Uncharted, and I was just like laughing, like, oh man, that dude, 5 years.
It's interesting how whacked out you've got to be to take the time to write that and edit it and reread it and go, no, I want to curse more in this part.
And
like,
I was just trying to be nice. And my only response back was, yo, dude, cool. It's been 5 years. I thought you would have gotten over it. Won't happen again. See ya.
Good to hear
unfriend.
From you. Yeah, unfriend.
So
good to hear from you.
So that's I don't know why, but it just made me think of that. Like, oh my God. Like, yeah. Like, there are people out there that are suggested friend. Maybe don't click on them. Maybe
don't.
Think about what has happened previously.
Well, and like, I know you just recently had this issue because of the cuckolding thing.
If you just start
inviting too many people to be your friend, like, it just turns into this big pile of shit.
It already is.
I have 72
what
people.
What do you got? Facebook drama?
Waiting for me.
I've never had Facebook drama.
I'll show you. Actually, I'll show all you guys.
Yeah, I'm very curious about all this now. We know. I want to see what Facebook drama looks like.
Now our guest host hasn't listened to our fucking previous episodes.
It's totally understandable.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. I've listened to a solid maybe six of them.
100% understandable.
There's 32. Do I just have nothing to do with my time?
Just go ahead and scroll left or right. Those got two new quality ones.
Oh, you got new photos. Oh, good. God.
What?
These are the current photos that I've received from a man who wants me to have sex with his wife for him.
Oh, really? What are you going to say?
The thing that she's wearing and just her whole situation. So there's this one and then swipe left once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yep, that is the correct response, Alex Averman.
Why is she wearing that? Where'd she find that?
So
it's like she put on a regular dress and burst out of it. And that's just what's left, just hanging on for dear life.
And he obviously has been responding. I don't know if you guys heard my last response was, I am ready. Is she ready? Problem is, though, I have super sperm. I might make a baby in her. And that was my response.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Super sperm.
And then I got all these and this picture of the happy couple.
Where'd you meet this guy?
Nowhere. I don't know who the hell this guy is.
He just added you randomly?
I met him nowhere. Yeah.
Well, you're better than that guy.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, you said it
not in like a believing way, which is great.
I can see why she's into it.
Ryan, take a look at this shot of them in the mall. So hopefully I'll be in the middle.
Oh, good.
Oh,
that's the guy?
Yeah. Does he want to watch or something? What's he getting at?
He
wants to watch you fuck his wife.
You know what I need to do? I need to Photoshop myself in between them. Damn it.
Oh, that's what I need to do. Dude, you know what? Honestly,
absolutely.
Just say yes and do it. It's a funny story.
Okay. We had this conversation. And
just say yes.
No, I can't. I cannot.
You need funny stories. When you're like 100 years old and you look back and you'd be like, dude, I should have fucked that gross woman. Like, what else are you going to tell
the
grandkids?
I should have fucked that gross woman.
No. See, that's the issue is like when I'm 100 years old, maybe I'll still have a penis on.
Yeah, it's true. You're not going to make it to 100 if you fuck her.
And also, that's the issue is I think if I go over, who knows if this woman is even alive, if she's real. Like, look at the outfit. That's not a real outfit. What if, like, I go there and this dude is just by himself and he just stabs me straight in the heart the minute I open the door?
Bring a knife.
We both have knives.
Yeah, you both have knives.
Just get in a knife fight.
Yeah, you're right. I have enough issues in my life. But yeah, I should definitely get in some more knife fights.
Yeah.
with some crazy cuckolders. And we were talking about that too. We've talked about it so much on this podcast, but I can't fathom the idea of someone who would enjoy that. Someone you care about just getting railed.
By a stranger.
But I would require her to be in that outfit. And guys, she's in like some, imagine like.
We gotta put that photo up too.
Imagine. Yes, we do. Imagine, what is that movie? Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right. Mila Jovovich, when she first wakes up and like
that
her
red
strap
thing.
Yeah, imagine.
But like so much less sexy than
yeah,
that.
But imagine like a black version of that and then way less sexy. Yeah.
The outfit black, not the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
we love everybody.
Just take Mila, add maybe 50, 60 pounds.
For sure. Oh, at least. Mila is so skinny.
Mush it up, because that woman was.
Mush it up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Add 50, 60 pounds.
Right?
On the low end, guys. All right, Brian. I kind of want to talk. I have something, a topic I would like to talk about.
That sounds so great. Unless, we love topics here.
Unless you have something, do you want to chat about?
No, not
okay.
Crazy.
This is this.
I mean, I might leave Los Angeles, but you know.
Cool. I still got to hear about that. If it's for the reason I think it is, that's a great reason.
No, it'd be a totally new reason.
So
many reasons to leave. You know?
Oh my
no,
god!
No, I'm just kidding. It's great here.
Is it because I live here? All right, so
I need to be anywhere you're not.
Okay, perfect. Well, don't steal my thing.
Well, dude, you're 4 feet away from him right now. You guys are both really blowing this.
Yeah, we're bad at this.
Well,
it's
just
so hard to stay away from each other.
Are you guys on each other's touch list? Are you guys allowed to touch each other?
I feel like I've been on and off that
list. It just depends. If you go all weird with it.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Everyone is on Leo's touch list. Oh, you're a real touchy guy.
Absolutely. I am a touchy guy.
Anybody
you
can
and
touch Leo.
Chris Carlson would be great friends.
But if we ever had 13 rebels together at the same time,
nightmare.
We would just be rubbing each other's heads like weirdly, like underneath table, like
yep.
Declining salads.
Food?
No. Like, dude, his bread is free. They brought us extra just for you because they can see you. Like, nah.
Do you have a Red Bull and vodka I can dunk this bread in?
But, by the way, in Vegas, they bring in like a little dish. So my topic today, guys, that I kind of want to chat about with you to get your opinions. It's the end of the world.
Right now? Or is
really?
This hypothetical?
It's very
because
it's
yeah, dude, I would have done something else today.
Yeah. Very, very, very hypothetical. So the end of the world comes. We can talk about how the end of the world would come and what would change, you know, what you would do.
Right.
What are your hobbies?
Hobbies at the end of the world?
At the end of the world.
Do your hobbies change?
I mean, yeah, because right now I like video games, so the end of the world comes, probably no electricity, no this. What would I find?
The things that happen because the end of the world is here, but it's are going to change your hobbies because...
You're an actor.
Yes.
You like to act.
Sure.
And you are successful at it.
Oh, well.
It's the end of the world. There is no more television. There is
but
no more
TV. But if it's the end of the world, there's no more world. Are we just dead?
No. So
how much time do we have here?
That's what I'm saying. Is we need to like think about it. Like, is it a zombie apocalypse?
Is it like tomorrow the Earth explodes, or is it like you have 1 month to live?
So I would say when I say end of the world, I mean end of civilization. Let's say that. So like end of as we know it, an EMP goes off, destroys all electricity and things on Earth. So then we're back.
Which really means that so it's
caveman.
Just like sort of caveman times.
Yeah.
What would my hobbies?
What were your hobbies be?
What did the cavemen do?
They fucked.
Draw. Yeah.
They killed.
Sex, they hunted.
And they ate.
I think
that sounds fine,
but that was more living. That's what they did to live. I'm thinking
now because now we aren't cavemen. We know what it's like to live.
Yeah,
and now we So I think we would start like rudimentary, like making like I would be like, let's figure out a new way to play basketball. Actually, we could probably just still play basketball.
You could definitely
the same way.
Basketball is probably would have made it.
Yeah,
I would say like because to me, let's go just above and beyond. Like I'm thinking
like is there rubble
like. Yeah, there's rubble.
Okay.
Like, what's, this one's thing we need to talk about. We don't know. We need to settle in a world and then figure out. Because, me, video games, not possible. So
So what the fuck are you and Josh going to do every second of every day?
I'm thinking I'm going to start car stacking.
Car stacking. What makes you think cars have made it?
Well, because if there's an EMP, all the electronics in the cars are dead. But there is still gas in it, so I can drive it at least to a point.
Yeah.
And maybe, create some, because you have,
Car art?
Yeah.
Like car sculpture? Okay.
Basically,
cool,
I've turned into car art. What else? I would say I would go to airports and I would clean out airplanes and then creatively design, maybe make a nice airplane, with some beds and stuff that I like.
Okay.
And then use the last jet fuel to fly it somewhere else. I don't know. Your hobbies, because these are things.
A real weird hobby.
Dude, it's the end of the world. Are there less people
around? You think a bunch of people died?
I would say the population is 1% of what it is now.
1%?
I like that part. Yeah. And we all survive, but just lot less people.
Yeah.
How many people are on Earth? Almost 7 billion?
I think it's just over 7 billion now. So almost like, because I watched a new episode of like Last Man on Earth.
God, I love that show.
Which is...
I still got to watch that.
It's so great.
It's a good show. The first season, I think, kind of dies out. And then
wrong.
The first season, I think, kind of dies out on me. But then like the episode, like the season two, kind of ramps it up a little bit again.
It's really good. You should check it out. And it is really, that's exactly what I was thinking of as soon as you brought this up.
Yeah.
Everybody's dead. There's like just a few people alive. Yeah. Some of them find each other. And like,
so essentially, what if you were that character? What would you do to fill your time?
And what he's doing is like, you know, getting a bunch of aquariums and going bowling with a bowling ball.
Yeah, I think like a ton throws. Of it would definitely
be destruction.
I probably
would break a lot of stuff. Yeah. So glass is very, it's great to break.
I've always wanted to do anyway, which I think you can like pay a certain amount of money and do it, but like just take a baseball bat or a lead pipe and just like go through like the like a lamp store or like the electronics store and just beat the shit out of everything. That would be so funny.
I did that once. Not in like a lamp store, but I remember when I was in high school.
When I was breaking the law.
For sure.
No, this was actually like somebody asked me to do this. He was like demoing his room in his house. It was like a side room, like an attachment. And they wanted to redo the inside, like the walls. So
demoing isn't demolishing.
Yeah.
Okay. Demoings and like, hey, take a look at my room. Alex,
no, they were ripping it up.
Demonstration.
They were ripping it up.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. So he invites me and a couple guys over, and he's like, all right, look, I really need you to help me smash these walls up. Here's a bat, and here's a giant wrench. Just go nuts. Just tear the shit apart.
That sounds awesome.
It was amazing.
First off.
Yeah.
That does seem really fun.
So he acted like we were doing him a favor.
Right.
I was like, dude, this sounds amazing. Is this okay? Like, we can just smash your walls up? Really? Can I have the bat right now?
Just smash
your walls. So that's a great hobby. Like, maybe you would go, like, obviously 1% of the world is left. You don't need all these houses. Just go fucking nuts on it. Get, like, obviously you've lost probably everyone because, you know, I can't say.
Well, the three of us are still here, right?
Yeah, somehow we all made it. We know each other.
No guarantees on Josh.
Statistically impossible.
I would say
Josh is probably
definitely
dead,
not a guarantee.
Only people in this room right now.
I would say, because right now, Josh...
Allie and her boyfriend are here. Do they live?
Yeah, they can make it.
All right, so there's five of us at least. Those are the only people in this house.
So Josh is... Okay, that's very statistically probably impossible, but I think Josh right now is in Georgia. He's dead. He could be dead
anyway. Yeah, no, Georgia didn't make it.
Yeah, Georgia's underwater. Georgia. Yeah, and shit's fucked up.
Yeah, so 1% of the population, I don't think like anything... Everything maybe is literally as it is now, but it's just 1% of the population. So, boop, instantly. Hmm. So you basically have free reign. If there's gas still left in your car, you can get there. There's gas in other people's cars. Right. You can do all that kind of stuff.
I would want to travel all over the place, but how am I going to get there? Because I am not going to fly the plane. I'm not going to fly the helicopter.
Also, I don't think you can.
We have to just like, do a bunch of driving until like that tank of gas runs out, and then hopefully at that point there's another full car.
Well, that could be your hobby, though. Your hobby could be learning to fly a helicopter.
Someone in the 1% knows how to fly.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like you could eventually learn to do it, right? If you're flying a helicopter, like, oh shit, this pedal does this.
I think with zero instruction, you cannot.
Yeah, I don't think that's how anyone learns to fly now.
That's true. The internet is gone.
Yeah. Otherwise, you would just YouTube it.
Yep.
Are there animals around?
1%.
Oh, I hope so.
1% of the
animals. 1%
really,
of the animals are around.
Animals. Fuck.
Yeah,
that's a shitload of animals.
That would actually be a good one for me. I would play with so many animals.
Yeah, I feel like I would just try to become like king of animals.
Yeah.
That'd be another hobby for sure.
Just become like a...
What's the dude? Doolittle? You just go full
Doolittle? Yeah, I would want to be Dr. Or Ace Ventura.
Yeah, that's true.
Such a friend to the animals.
I think at this point, like the animals might rule us. Let's be serious. If there's even 1% of the animals left, no ocean life. All ocean life is gone.
Is the ocean gone?
Crazy.
I could take up scuba.
Oh, that would be a good hobby. Because you saw the air, obviously works.
I don't know if I could manage to learn scuba? How to fly a plane by myself, but I could figure out some scuba tanks.
You gotta fill tanks and shit.
That's all right.
I feel like
if there's five of us left on the earth, you need to be taking as little risks as possible.
No, 1%. Not five in this room.
We're skipping
1%.
Five. Okay, so it's okay.
Now us five are here, and immediately
I feel
they're
like
dead.
It would be sort of like
my hobby would be murdering, and immediately.
Are the dead bodies of the dead people around? Like, would we have to, like, should we, like, bury people?
Yeah, I don't want to look at all these people.
Yeah.
They're, like, 10 feet in the air for some reason.
They're floating in the air. This world is getting fucking awful.
They're not, like, dripping, are they?
No, they're not
slowly
dripping.
Down.
Yeah, I don't want them.
They're actually all shriveled because their blood is completely gone.
Hmm.
But their bodies are still there.
I feel like there'd be a lot of women left, and I would try to have sex with them. And be able to be like, yo, this
is for the repopulation.
Yeah, we need to. That's actually a pretty good line.
Yeah. How can you say no to that?
If there's 1%, whatever that number is, I honestly think, other than the five in this house, we would not run into someone for years.
Could be.
I think it's 70 million.
70
million.
All right, whatever.
70 million on this earth, majority of them live in China. Because it's something like the population, I think, is like two billion just by itself live in China.
Something oh
like
yeah, that. Wait. If we're getting real, if we're getting like real down to the if the population decreases by the same rate in
proportionately,
every area, proportionally everywhere.
Yeah,
I think if the world was going to shit, I don't think I'd stay in LA anymore.
No, no. This is overnight. We'd have to move. This is when you're sleepy.
Oh, we're sleepy.
So you just wake up the next day and his body's floating. And
40,000 people in Los Angeles.
You know that Brian's alive. You know that I'm alive. And you know that Allie and her boyfriend.
Did we text each other?
Yeah. Do phones still work?
How do we figure it
out? Has a cell signal?
You just know that.
Oh yeah, actually, cell signal's probably gone too. There's going to be zero way of communication on any sort of like big level.
Yeah. I would start studying pigeon messaging. I would learn how to like send messages via pigeons.
I just got back into Game of Thrones. They're putting like notes in crows and sending them away and shit. Not a crow. Who delivers notes in the old times?
I would say pigeons.
Foxes and pigeons, right?
Doesn't look like a pigeon though. It's like a black.
This is also Game of Thrones where there's dragons, so I don't think
it could have been anything.
Mother, there is a mother of dragons.
Because there's a show called Narcos on Netflix.
Oh yeah, I watched it.
That's awesome. Is that cool?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I burned through the entire 10 episodes in like 4 or 5 days.
They're making a new Pablo movie in our boy...
Brian Culver Kennedy? You make a good Pablo Escobar. You got a good Pablo Escobar face.
Thank you. No, what's his name from...
You'd be way fuller, but...
Jesus. Walter White.
Walt Disney.
Can't remember his fucking name.
No, right. Cranston? Way.
Yeah, Cranston's in a new Pablo Escobar movie.
He's not going to be...
No, he's not Pablo.
Yeah.
So, Narcos is real good, dude. I highly suggest
it. I want to watch it, yeah.
It's definitely not a show that you could have on in the background because I don't speak Spanish.
Hmm.
It's majority of it is subtitles.
Oh, so really? For all you Spanish speaking people out there, you can have the show on in the background.
But then there are like,
you guys have a lot of Spanish listeners.
Oh yeah. No.
Oh my God. Tons.
No. So you can definitely, there is one person in Brazil that listens every week.
That's Portuguese.
In Brazil.
But you were just saying that is Portuguese. Different, yeah.
So we didn't do the math, but yeah, you would barely run in. I don't think we would run into anyone for years.
Yeah. You can go a long time.
Even us getting to each other would be hard.
It would be statistically impossible.
What do you mean? I would just walk to Los Feliz.
Or it'd be hard to get to you. You wouldn't know where he was.
Like at the time that it happened.
Yeah, your cell phone's dead. You'd just be like, fuck, I hope Leo make it. I'll never see him again.
We literally start seeing a tower being erected, and the top of it just says King of Santa Monica all of a sudden.
King
of Santa. There he is. There's Alex.
Why don't we just make a truce right now then? If we wake up and
we
realize that like shit's fucked up. No, he lives way too far away.
No, come to my place. I don't want to go anywhere.
Get the fuck out of here. Get by the water. Bad shit's going to happen. There's probably going to be a tsunami.
As it is now, I don't know why I travel so much. Everyone should be coming to me.
We need to go somewhere where there's fresh water.
Gentlemen, you heard it here, right?
We need to like go up north to where there's a lake and like live off the lake.
Go to Tahoe. Live in Tahoe.
Yeah, we need fresh water.
But there's no animals in the lake. Remember, all the sea creatures are dead.
We don't need them. And not all. All the sea creatures
1%
are dead.
1% of them.
No, he said all the sea creatures are dead. 1%
of land animals
are alive.
Which makes a lot more like land animals even possible.
Well,
so,
haven't mentioned anything about produce. So if all the greenery in the world,
greenery is fine.
So there's going to be berries around. There's going to be, you know, wheat.
Well, there's that guy that walked off like, into the wild.
Oh, here's
or
a hobby: making our own food.
That's going to take up a lot of time.
More of a necessity.
Can that be you?
Nope. Absolutely not.
I'll be a food guy.
I would
harvest.
Yeah, I would like
Haberman to be a good food.
Do a little
guy.
Hunting.
No,
I'm gonna be king of reproduction. You be king of the food industry.
Great. Leaves me with not much.
Leo, what do you want
to
do?
I'm gonna learn how to fly a helicopter.
We're gonna lose Leo. Leo's gonna be gone day one, trying to fly a fucking jet plane.
Yeah, got it, guys. Nope, don't. it's just crazy to think about, like, you know, because my stepdad is a doomsday prepper. Not like on the level of he's immediately like waiting for it, but
if it happens, he wants to be prepped with
water and shit. They have a truck that they bought.
Hell yeah.
That is just loaded with military rations and like guns in case.
What kind of truck?
It's like a massive.
Like it has
450.
Like a box in the back of it?
No box. Just a flat bed. But the bed has, it's one of those newer beds that have, you know, a ton of storage utility and stuff
And it's covered, probably?
Yeah. It's a 450, I think.
I feel like it's a bad plan to just have a truck full of guns standing by.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's like a couple guns plus the – this is Virginia, too. It's a couple guns, but like more like –
yeah, everybody has guns
in
their truck.
They have water and food rations for like a year. So literally, if the world
for a year in the back of a in the
like
bed
a lot
of a truck,
if the world ended,
it's probably just like cans of beans, a
lot more
and
water
shit.
Too.
It's can of beans, and the food itself is literally, like I'm saying, like a military ration.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
like
military.
A meal. Right. So it's and they're probably like think of like vacuum sealed meals.
Yeah, right.
They're that size, so you just stack that
a tough
shit
one.
Up.
You
water's
gotta,
very bulky and it's heavy.
Right, it's just so heavy. You got to like just go find a fresh water lake and purify it.
You were really set on this lake thing. Like, you're bringing us back to this lake. It's so
important. We got to live by the lake.
It's, I mean, I've never
Plus, imagine if you had a beach. Bitches would want to come fuck you.
Yeah.
If
Well, that's then we're going back to Haberman. You can drink that.
Yeah.
You cannot desalinizing ocean water.
Part of my strategy
idea.
Of moving there in
I'll
the
drink,
first place.
I'll just drink it straight out of the water.
You are literally going to be dead day
Dude,
one.
This was
drinking salt water and flying helicopters. Goner.
No. Learning how to fly a helicopter.
See, I'm going to practice wrestling bears and see how that works out.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, but like, who is still alive? And like, that's you say you want to be king of the animals, but if he's hunting, they're not going to like you either.
No, we work it out.
No, it'd be a good cop, bad cop thing.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, you're right.
You animals, guys, everything's cool.
Look,
come
guys.
Over here. Who's that? Nobody.
Nobody. You're right, guys. I totally forgot animals understand good cop, bad cop.
Absolutely, yeah. They do.
You guys are totally right.
We'll be bad cop.
Yeah, so I don't know how this world ended. I'm guessing it's just an EMP that took out everything. And then,
but that just takes out electricity, right?
But like, it's an EMPP, so it's an
electromagnetic pulse. Pulverizer.
That also kills people.
Got it.
In parentheses. So it's crazy how it took out also 99.
Like, just think of all the shit you can't do now. That would be the stuff that I'd want to do. Stuff that I can't.
Like what?
Right?
I'd go to the Great Wall. I'd
There's
go run
no
the Great
way
Wall.
You could how are you going to get there? To China.
Guys, listen.
Dude, it would just revert back to like the old days where you had to take a boat everywhere.
Well, there's
it would take you 3 years to get there and everyone would die on the way.
And also you would have no idea where I'm going because I would look at the North Star, but okay, that's good.
Or how to move a boat in water.
Google Maps and yeah.
You're right. Guys, listen.
We're going to be landlocked.
Yep.
We're not going anywhere. We're just going to have to figure out
okay.
shit to do.
Done. Idea. We wait until winter and we cross where Alaska and Russia almost meet. It's only 30 miles, I think.
Does it freeze solid?
No, but some guy swam it once.
In the winter?
Swim, why are we waiting until
up
winter?
Up there?
Yeah.
No. All right, we have to like immediately quarantine Leo when this happens.
Yeah, I feel like
he's endangering all of us.
Yeah. Well, no, you guys want to join me. I'll get there, and I'll be like, dude,
just tell us
great.
How it is.
Yeah. And then I'll come back and be like, my God, how did you survive? Like,
you got to traverse all these Alaska things. And
yep.
Canada
yep.
on foot or
sure.
maybe cars. But you'll be in the middle of nowhere sometimes. Yeah. A tank will run out. You'll have nothing to do.
Oh, I'll be smart, obviously. I'll find like one of those like tractors or, you know, the movie like in Aliens where they
yeah.
have like the cool.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, you'll do things.
The
yeah.
movie that doesn't happen on this earth.
Right, yeah. right.
They have all this
I feel
cool
like you've
equipment.
Got most of your ideas from the movies.
I think so. But I to be completely honest, I 100% think I would survive longer than most. In this house, at least.
I think I would just like to break as much stuff as possible.
Yeah. Because you,
be really
you know
yeah, you'd start off
end.
Like that, but you get pretty bored after like a week. Like
I
how much
guess.
Shit
you
can
just
I like,
know, want man. To start breaking bigger. No, you're right. We probably would get bored. It'd also be cool just to like for the nosy factor, just to be able to go in everybody's house.
That'd be kind of fun.
And you can just like find out weird shit about people, even though they're dead. Like,
ooh, that's a nice kitchen. You're getting ideas.
Right.
I like what they did.
Because they, yeah, because obviously, yeah, all the internet's dead and stuff, but their search history is still up. Their, you know, their Gmail is still open.
No, but like,
would
paper
you really go look at their search history?
Well, Brian,
still, the electricity's out, but there's filing cabinets.
I
you
would,
know?
I would find my way to like
that's
an ex's house
do?
And be like,
you
I
go
knew
look
it.
At people's
I
files.
Knew you
maybe
were
one
that.
Of the days. I don't know.
You
I got a whole
stealing socials and you can't do anything.
I don't want to steal anything. I just want to look at it.
I would find my way to like an ex's house and be like, I knew it. I knew you were into that. You just didn't tell me you were.
Yeah. No, I don't want to find socials. I want to find like secret. Like I want to find like, you know, bloody guns and like, you know, stashes of like pictures of dead people, like creepy shit.
Yeah.
And do what?
Nothing.
And,
just
nothing.
Go. Just go.
Just
like,
go. Okay.
Wow,
well, I saw that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You see pictures of dead people, even though there's dead people floating in the air.
Just, like, I don't like this. Them. We got to nix that. 10 people 10
nope.
feet in the air.
Every time you
the think, amount of people that are dead would be floating would be like blocking out the sun.
It'd be billions of people.
No, it's 10 feet. And then every time you think, if you look at anyone of the 1% looks at it, goes, "Ooh, that's gross." It gets 1 foot higher.
I don't like this anymore. There's no sun. There's billions of people blocking out the sunlight. We're all
and
dead.
When they get higher, it's like the shape of a house still because they all died around it. And it's just like constantly getting higher.
All right. What about this as a theoretical?
Yes.
It's not really related to what we're talking about, but it reminds
good,
me.
We need to get off this subject.
Well, this is, I mean, it's not any better, but do you guys ever find yourself in a room and you think to yourself, and I ask because sometimes I do this, you look at the people around you and you go, all right, worst case scenario, if the shit hits the fan, who am I going to eat first?
Nice.
I find myself thinking this every once in a while.
Eat somebody, huh?
So, like, right now, boom, earthquake. Literally, it's just the end. The end is nigh. What we've been talking about, minus the floating people, as right. Brian requested.
No, thank you.
The first week, everyone's going to clean out grocery stores and like restaurants. Like the first thing I'll do right now, because I'm kind of like, I want to try it. I'd run over to Trejo, Danny Trejo Tacos.
Not good.
Really?
What?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Pretty mediocre.
Aren't they vegan?
They have one vegan.
Okay. Well, in this world, I don't care if it's. I'm still gonna go there and try to take as much as possible.
But it's all uncooked. You gotta cook that shit. There's no electricity.
True. But that's the thing, is I'm trying to avoid eating Alex. So like I'm gonna do what I can.
No, but that's a theoretical. Like let's say there's just some kind of fucking avalanche and we get snowed into this mansion right now.
To be honest, I say this
God,
without
this place is big. I always forget how big it is.
I've been super, super hungry. But to be honest, I don't think I could ever eat somebody.
Because I was just right away going to say I'd eat you first.
Thank you.
Like, without even thinking about it.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, what well,
I've got the Merce, yeah, I've got the Merce meat on my bones.
Yeah. I mean, it's a survival thing.
Plus, you gotta, nobody eats a skinny cow. Everybody eats the cow with the fucking biggest muscles.
Well, let's
and
stop
most
a
amount
second.
Of hormones.
Yeah, let's stop a second here, guys, and also say, relax. No one's eating anyone, all right? let's hope. Because both of you guys are eyeing me down like a bunch of piece of meat now.
Your body is turned into a piece of steak.
I typically would start
with... We can go to Bledsoe's.
Some kind of ethnic person. I'll be in a room and be like, oh, that Indian guy probably tastes like tikka masala.
Oh, sure.
I think human tastes like human.
And yeah, I don't
that's
think
the thing
literally
is
like
the Donner
yeah,
Party.
Yeah, I think Heyman was joking about that.
but like, if it was between you and like someone your exact like age, size, weight, shape, but they were like Mexican, I'd be like, oh, you know what?
Well, thanks for not eating
Maybe they might have more flavor.
Also, yeah, I'd rather eat a stranger before my friend.
I gotta be honest though, I don't think I can eat a human. I don't think I can eat a human.
Yeah, but that's
I think you would if
not,
you had to.
You're not in dire straits.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in the Donner
think
Party.
Think of the movie Alive.
I was thinking of like the real life, a Donner
or
Party.
Or the
event,
real thing that happened.
Where people probably didn't think they would have to, but they ate each other.
I don't even know if it would take me that long. I wouldn't even be starving. I would
okay,
just get
wait
hungry. Dude, you know, it's been like 6 hours, man. Someone's got to go.
I didn't have breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of cooking food, why wouldn't we just run over to Bledsoe's immediately?
Also, how sick would we get? We'd probably get super sick immediately.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
I mean, obviously we can like build a fire and cook the cook human
it.
Meat.
Cook Leo meat is what you guys are saying.
And probably there'll be pepper around.
Well, that's going to do it for...
get a nice slow
we
smoke.
We can certainly, get a slow smoke going. God, can you imagine looking, like opening the doors to the smoker at Bledsoe's and like the smoke fades enough where you can see it and there's just 10 racks of human bodies just being smoked.
Oh. Yeah.
Slow and low, baby. Just covered in salt and pepper.
So here's a thing. I guess it wouldn't work, but like a fire smoker, you could still light your fire and turn it. Yourself. Like a lot of these things are electric.
Like a pig roast?
Like yeah.
When you're doing like a pig roast, you turn the pig around the fire?
Yeah, I guess you could still make that. What did I just see? In Narcos, there's a weird scene like that. You've seen the whole thing, right?
I have not seen the whole thing.
Okay, well then I probably shouldn't.
But I did watch Civil War so that I could listen to last week's episode, which I haven't yet.
Okay. Have you seen Civil War?
Nah.
Okay.
Good. I don't watch any of those superhero movies.
Oh, so you haven't seen it and you don't care.
I think
I was hoping you were saying I didn't see that nerd shit.
I saw Iron Man 1 and I think
it's just called
Iron
Man.
I think I saw what's it called? What's the one where they're all together? Avengers.
Yep.
I saw the first one and I think that's it. Like literally.
Oh, there's so many.
It's my
there's a
favorite,
lot now.
My favorite scene in the Avengers is when they shout all together now. Since he's right, they are all together. That's good. No,
there were a lot of them together in Civil War.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
Good.
I didn't think it was the best Marvel movie. Like
that
a lot 20 of
minute
saying.
Airplane scene, what did you think?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, people keep talking about this scene in like the airport. Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Ridiculous.
Oh, when they're fighting in the airport?
It's everybody. Yeah. First time you basically see Spidey.
They all line up together and they're all like, let's do this. And they run at each other. Yeah. Yeah. It was a fun movie.
Let's do this. They stop and they play chess and then they have this exact same conversation where they think, about, okay, listen, like, what if.
Listen, what if the world ends right now? Then we have to start eating each other. Who do we eat first?
Who do we eat? Spider Man. Got it. Good. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I assume you guys talked about it last week.
It was like an hour long. We just went
just
nonstop.
Very quickly, did you touch on? These are my two favorite things about the movie.
Cool. We called you and you said your favorite thing was Nighthawk when he showed up.
Oh, because I lied and said that's right.
That was great.
Wait, Nighthawk is he in it?
It's Hawkeye.
Oh yeah, Hawkeye. That's what I meant.
But we laughed,
which is Jeremy Renner, right?
Yeah,
that's what I meant. Yeah.
Does he even have powers? He's just an archer.
He's a archer that never misses, so he has 100% accuracy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although
in the comics, he was actually like you know, basically tied up where he could get out, but he was tied up, and the guy was like, you know, there's no way out of here. What are you doing? Like he's like laughing. He's like, I'll find a way out.
Yeah.
The next frame in this comic, he had pulled off each of his own nails, like his fingernails, and was mm-hmm. keeping them. And there's like three dudes in the room, and using his fingernails, he would flip them and like they would go into the dude's like throat and eye, and they would kill three dudes using his own fingernails.
Oh, interesting.
Crafty. So he's like, yeah, he's he'll like.
So he never misses with anything.
Yeah, I mean he misses, but it's yeah. He's like 99% accuracy.
He's absolutely one of the shittier superheroes.
He's the
for
Steph
sure.
Curry of archery.
Oh my god!
God, that guy doesn't miss. You know what I mean?
Woo!
Basketball, y'all.
Dog and dog.
Speaking of sports corner, the Washington Capitals were knocked out of the
Washington Capitals
Stanley
have been
playoffs.
Knocked out of the playoffs.
I handled it well. I handled it well.
Did you?
Yeah,
that's great.
You a big hockey guy?
I'm a big hockey guy when it comes to the playoffs. For you know, I wouldn't say a bandwagoner, but I love my Capitals, and they've been in the playoffs probably for the last 10 years. They just never made it past the first or second round,
which is so bonkers. They have one of the best players in the league, yep. and they
what's his name? Ovechkin.
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 Yeah.
I think my team's actually doing well right now. The Sharks, are they still playing?
Yeah,
they are. They just beat. They're in the semi. There's only two games.
I couldn't
two
name
series
one
left.
Guy on the team.
They just beat the Blues 4-0.
Hockey
game
man.
One.
Hockey man won.
Good. Good for them.
Yeah. Who cares?
So
Hawks are out. Nothing matters.
We saw it after the 40X screening that we saw, guys. This 40X, holy Moses.
Wait,
we,
what are you talking about?
We talk about 40X in the podcast as well. 40X is insane. It's...
This is some way to... I don't know.
It's some way to watch a movie. So we saw Civil War with 40X where you sit down and you have a selection
4DX?
On... 4DX.
Got it.
So your chairs move...
Whoa, what? Where was this?
LA Live, right after one of my keg days, we went to go see it.
Wow.
And it's $30.
Holy shit.
Stick with me.
I'm so lost.
It's $16 on Tuesdays. So it's like double price of a movie. Yeah. So like almost like an IMAX is ticket. It's like $15. So we went to go see this. Let me, guys, I went to do it last week, but let me just briefly tell you guys. When I say the chairs move, holy shit, do the chairs move.
Really?
So, and also every time there's a gunshot, there's two little holes next to your ears that puff air for each gunshot. So if it's on your right side, you're poof, poof, poof.
Yeah.
So if the guy's running and it turns to your left, it's a puff of air that way.
Interesting.
If it's like raining or snowing in the scene, there's a little bit of water that like sprays out from the front of the chair in front of you, like a mist. It's not fucking
nice. Isn't there a Disneyland ride like that?
Yeah. So there's a lot of rides like that, and I'm not even kidding. Even during the Marvel logo, your chair, because, you know, it like swipes across, your chair starts looking upper left and goes.
That's crazy.
And was it swipes with it.
Was it fun or was it like too gimmicky?
It was. I kind of want to see movies like that. Yeah. Now. Like on a Tuesday at LA Live.
What movie did you watch like this? This
Civil
was Civil War?
Yeah. Huh. So like during that 20-minute scene when like Spider-Man was swinging, your chair was literally pointing almost straight down and then swinging like up during one of his
Spider-Man's
swings.
In there too?
So weird, yeah.
Spider-Man's in there too. So. Anyway, yeah, 4DX. We talked about it last week, but I want to go see it for big tentpole movies, like almost more because I don't like seeing movies twice, and that's the second time I saw it. That's the only way I've been. Like,
oh, you saw Civil War twice?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unlike you.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it once.
Oh, don't worry. I'll see it.
Leah saw it for you.
I saw it for you. I'll tell you all about it.
If I told you like the big movies in the past few years that I haven't seen, you'd be furious.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Notebook.
Notebook. No, I must have missed it.
Not like.
Dude, I never saw Star Wars. I'm the only person who still hasn't seen the new Star Wars.
I think you might be the only person who hasn't seen Star Wars.
I don't even care to watch it.
I think there's
I thought
probably,
it was pretty fun.
I think there's yeah.
I saw that movie 3 times, which is crazy. But
I saw it once with you.
Never saw Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool's so
I was
great.
Sitting next to Deadpool. This. I was sitting next to this guy watching Deadpool. He was having a blast.
Oh man,
I'm sure it was
and
good.
He's a nerd hater too. So
I hate
like,
all nerds.
Yeah, dude, fuck nerds. Fuck nerds. Am I right? Fucking nerds.
So I highly suggest Deadpool.
That's what I've heard.
Deadpool's great.
Let's watch it right now. Put it on the machine.
Yeah, we can watch Deadpool in my drying machine. Sounds great.
Great. Just see the Blu-ray just flipping around. It's enjoyable. No, I highly suggest that. That's a good one. I like it. It's a date movie. Definitely a date movie.
Oh, yeah. Solid date movie. Super or just fun. Go with your bro boys.
Go with your bro boys.
Or go with like, your bro boys. You could also go with your grandma.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now I might see Alex all the time if it's 46 minutes from downtown LA to
that's true.
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously, that's great.
I'm super excited to just get
this is
hammered and ride the train.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing that stops me from drinking all day, every day.
You
have to drive around.
Do you know what the hours are?
I want to say, no, I don't know.
He's working from 9 to 5.
Ooh. I think during the week it's like midnight, and on the weekend it's 2 or 3 or something.
So that could make sense. Actually be super appropriate. You can
as long as you don't miss the train, anywhere. You'll be all right.
God, the more that LA can turn into Chicago, the better.
So what's the Expo line? Is that like the Gold Line or something?
Right now it ends in Culver City.
Getting a little LA here. Okay.
That's as far west as it goes. So they made an extension to the beach, and it goes right to the pier, basically.
Damn.
I could walk to it in 20, 30 minutes. Start drinking early.
You're saying
hang
that
with
I could go from my house
right
to Santa Monica in like 45 minutes. Well, no.
Well, it goes
to
7th Street downtown.
Yeah, so I'll have to go to 7th Street.
Yeah.
So that from there is probably 20 minutes. So an hour to get to the
about
beach.
About an hour,
that
roughly.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, no driving,
which
no parking.
That's hard to do in a car in this city.
And I'm getting, rocked.
Plus, you're getting fucking totally smoked.
You don't even notice that it just was an hour.
I'm getting smoked.
Totally bombed, dude.
Yeah.
Can you get from downtown to your place pretty easily on the train?
Red Line.
Yeah,
super easy.
Where's the Red Line by you? Vermont and Sunset?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, super easy. Just pop right there.
Yeah, that does sound close to you.
It's a 10-minute walk.
All right. Super easy.
See, I'm waiting for the Purple Line to open.
1 minute if you're
because I'm not really by a train. I can go down to like the, I don't know. It's not close. I can't walk. But they're doing major construction here on Wilshire and La Brea for the Purple Line.
I think that's going to end somewhere like in Westwood or something eventually. It'll go through Beverly Hills and through
And then I'm sure I'll be able to make some sort of connection or whatever. I don't know, man.
Moving on up.
Living in LA, guys. Traffic. We're starting a little bit late today because of me.
It's getting really hard to like stay alive getting as drunk as I do and then getting on my motorcycle.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to backfire one of these days.
You wear your helmet. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I just saw a picture of like why you wear helmets. On a motorcycle, and it's like one side of it is just completely skinned off.
Oh, really?
I'm just like, oh, Brian, I hope you're okay, baby. You and my little baby. So hopefully this new wandering goes well, because if the new wandering goes well,
I'm
going
very
to
excited for new
get
wandering.
My car fixed and sell it and
get
a motorcycle with you before I move. So we'll party.
Where are you going?
Party
go?
Hard. I don't know. I'm thinking I like Boston.
Boston's great.
Boston's cool.
Was a really good city when I was there.
Aidman and I had a great time there.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to somebody. I was like, how much is rent? And her response made me almost, you know, very furious. But
I was just looking at it.
Because it's so low or because it's so high?
Low, probably, right?
No, her response was, I don't pay rent. My parents own the building.
Oh, well, that's...
So I was like, well, I'm going to murder someone.
Because I've heard it's pretty expensive there, too. I mean, if you're in the city.
It's if like by Fenway is where I was like originally looking and when I called, it was something like $700 for a studio, so it's about the same price out here.
That's still, I feel like it's still hard to find a studio for $700.
Yeah, I mean,
unless you're living in like, in a real.
I haven't looked
though.
In a long time, but $700 in LA sounds super cheap.
Yeah,
but yeah, for even in Boston, like the studio, I wouldn't care.
I mean, when I came here,
cool, I'm by Fenway. Let's roll. Let's do this.
I came here in 2007 and lived in a studio. Nope, 2004.
Nope,
and lived in a studio, and it was
you probably know better.
$650 in 2004 in Koreatown,
and it's.
Which was a shitty place to live now.
Yeah, now it's
then,
all hip.
It's like cool now or whatever, so it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
I was looking at apartments today in Asheville, North Carolina, and they were like two-bedroom, two-bath apartments or like freestanding houses, that little bit that you could rent for under $900.
Reason being because this bartending job at Sanctuary, right? Is that still the same reason?
Well,
we know a group of people that we used to work with at Grand Lux. Went to Asheville and now I've started a brewery down there.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
They had hit me up and said, do you want to work here for the summer, basically? And so.
Could be cool. Kind of an experience.
Oh my God. My initial thought was, oh, absolutely, of course I will.
Yeah.
But I would not have my job at Bledsoe's anymore.
Right.
And I would.
You'd miss a lot of auditions, huh?
Yeah. Like it would not be good for acting.
Right.
Wouldn't have a job at Bledsoe's and I would like need to find somebody to pay my rent here for 3 months.
That's true.
But I have two roommates, so like I don't want it to just be some random.
Yeah.
So it was.
It's hard to find someone like that.
Huh?
Yeah. So, actually, at this point, it seems like it's not going to happen, but which sucks because I thought it'd
just
be great.
Just go for like a week to visit.
Yeah,
it's
I am
be
doing
super
that.
Fun.
I'm going to do that.
He's done that because they live on like I so I would love to go at some point just to visit them as well because they live on some massive like property, right?
Cool. They have 3 acres. I mean, that's a nice, that's certainly
on,
a nice amount.
That's awesome.
It's great.
North
it's
Carolina or South?
North Carolina. Asheville, North Carolina.
Is that the super homophobic one? Or is that South?
I think they all are.
Are they?
Oh, yeah,
but there's
but,
one that's
but,
in the news for
North
being
Carolina
homophobic.
Just did that horrible thing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What are you going to do? There's some nice people. Asheville's like the Austin of
changed the way people
North
think,
Carolina.
Brian. Changed the way people think.
Yeah, you go over there.
I just want to go there
knock
and
down
like,
those
spread
barriers.
My word.
Yeah.
Spread of God.
Spread the word
of
God. You show them how fun gay people can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian.
Wait. Hold on. But now I just might move there or somewhere else just permanently just because, you know, just for fun. I mean, not permanently, but...
I think, you know, Alex, for a year or something. Alex, I don't think I could ever see you living anywhere else but Santa Monica.
I could live in some other ocean.
Yeah.
Near the beach. I gotta be the beach. For the weather. I like it near the water.
Yeah.
Keeps me cool.
You think you could do West Coast?
Maybe some mountains. I couldn't live there for long, but it's nice in the mountains.
Went by a lake is what we're talking about here.
Listen, guys, you're gonna wanna live by a
you're
lake.
You're gonna wanna be near some water.
You're gonna need that source of water.
When did you say this thing opens for the Gold Line, the Expo Line?
Oh, this Friday, the 20th.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
That's when, 2 days from now.
That's very cool.
So about Friday night, let's
so yeah, you guys want to just get wrecked?
Drink on a train, go downtown.
Yeah. I literally have 2 weeks off until I start wandering.
I'm free. Yeah. I work during the day. Let's hang.
This Friday.
Well, let me check my calendar.
Check this calendar?
I'm always checking my calendar on this show.
Do you guys have anything free. Else? Any other topics that you want to chat about? Because if not, I'm going to jump into our three-word reviews.
I thought of one on the way over here.
Talk to me.
And
talk
you
to
even
me, Alex.
Touched on it earlier. Yours was a much weirder version of mine.
That sounds right. That sounds right. Yeah.
But I was thinking about hobbies. Not so much current hobbies, but hobbies that I've been intending to start for several years.
Interesting.
I keep telling myself, living near the water, I need to learn how to surf.
Oh, dude, you need to learn how to surf.
It's silly not to.
That is silly.
Yeah, it's been 8 years, eight and a half.
Or at least buy a surfboard and a wetsuit.
Just to look
and
cool. Surfboard.
Yeah, and hang out afterwards and be like, oh man, the surfing was so hard today, ladies.
Right?
It's like if you don't have a motorcycle, just carry a helmet around.
Yeah.
At least.
Pretty much. Yep. Yeah, but I feel like you see like Groupons and shit, like $50. They'll give you a wetsuit and a board and a lesson and whatever. It seems like a cool thing to get into.
You're right there.
You
live two blocks from the beach. I mean.
I've skied. I've never snowboarded.
Okay.
And I've never skateboarded.
So that's, I think the biggest thing for me is I have real awful balance.
Maybe you should be water skiing instead of surfing.
All right.
Sounds less cool though, for sure.
I don't care about actually being good at it. I just want to get in the water. I don't really do anything.
For me, my balance is so bad. That's why I never skateboarded as a kid like that. So I think for surfing, it's kind of the same thing.
I'm sure it's very hard. They say the hardest part is just standing up that first time.
Yep.
But even if you never get good at it, it's still, you're in the water, you're exercising, you're getting some sun, it sounds fun, you're working the shit out of your back and your arms, you're paddling. It's still super fun.
I think you're in a wetsuit, though, so the sun's not getting you too much.
All right, well, it's good for me. I don't want to get touched by the sun anyway.
If my wetsuit...
I got beef with the sun.
If my wetsuit... On the middle of it, the middle layer was also chainmail. So if I ever got bit by a shark.
I don't know if Santa Monica has sharks.
Also, if you're wearing chainmail and OSC, you might just sink to the bottom.
Yeah, it's probably defeats the purpose.
You're just at the bottom.
I don't know how much surfing you're going to do. Yeah.
But seriously, fuck sharks.
I guess you're right. I guess Santa Monica probably doesn't have...
I don't think... I never hear about shark attacks.
Yeah. That's because people get attacked or dead.
It's true.
And the shark killed everybody that would have said something about it.
That shark's got a knife.
This is not a hobby.
You're not going to say shit.
This is not a hobby, but this is something I want to do because it would probably break all of my fears and or at least like be like, okay, cool. I didn't die. That's great. Skydiving.
Yeah. I was going to guess that.
Yeah.
Do you really want to?
I would freaking love to skydive.
Hey, when you go skydive, right?
No, I've never done it.
Oh, let's all do it.
I would, maybe.
I don't really see the appeal.
Okay, for me, I hate flying.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I hate flying.
Right.
I hate heights, like at a certain point.
2-3 feet in the air?
If I'm like...
If I got to stand on a ladder to fix the light bulb, freaking out.
If I'm jumping at the crest of my jump, I'm scared.
Oof.
Yeah, so if I'm like playing basketball and like jamming on somebody, you can know that, man,
so
I'm
scared.
It sounds like you're going to hate skydiving.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I need to do it just to know that I've done it. And like you could beat that fear. So it's more of like obviously it's not going to become a hobby. I'm not going to be like the 30 times and then you can jump on your own.
I don't think I have that in me. I'm like, nah, if I don't want to do something, fuck it.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, I'm going to do it to
I'm
going to
overcome my fears. Like, no, like I don't like that, so I'm not going to try.
Good. You look like a surfer.
I could become a surfer.
Yeah. Like, he's like a cool dude, you know what I mean?
I want to pick up scrapbooking.
that's as cool as surfing. If you walk around the street with a scrapbook, you get all the ass.
In a wetsuit?
Yeah.
In a wetsuit and scrapbook?
If there's one thing I'm going to bring to North Carolina, it's scrapbooking.
With like a glue stick in your pocket and a calligraphy pen.
Yeah, some glitter.
What's a hobby you're going to do in North Carolina?
Make beer?
True.
Yeah, that's actually another one that I was going to bring up.
Cool.
Yeah. I've been talking about making beer for fucking ever now.
Yeah.
And I think it would be great. And I'm surprised I haven't done it already because I'm all into cooking and shit.
Me too.
Yeah.
Beer's
your jam.
There's a lot of people that just do it in their homes, like brew their own beers.
Yeah.
That to me sounds crazy.
Yeah, like, that's
even
how
getting started.
Our friends who own the brewery outside Asheville,
Lisa Marie McDonald
and Joe. Dinan. Yeah. Joe just started brewing at his house, making awesome beers, yeah. And then
that's
now he has a fucking brewery.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's crazy.
It's just like Drew Carey. Remember that? Buzz Beer.
This is, speaking of beer, you said there's a new Firestone Brewery in Venice.
I went there a couple days ago, yeah.
Is it open Friday?
I think it's open every day. Why would they close on a Friday?
I'm just saying.
That's bad for business.
Seems like the worst day to close.
Just throwing it out there. I was kind of making a start of a conversation. You don't have to jump down my throat.
Really jumped down your throat.
Didn't make any sense. But no, it's a cool spot. They got tons of taps. I don't think they actually brew there, so calling it a brewery is probably a little misleading.
It's called a tap room, right?
Okay, yeah, it's a tap room. Yeah. All right. I'm not in the biz. I don't know the words.
Listen, if you got any beer cues, ask me.
If you want to talk about how heavy a keg is, ask me.
Yeah, right. No, I was there a few days ago on Sunday, I guess, with a cousin. And he went to fill up a growler, drank Merlin? Velvet Merlin.
Velvet Merlin.
Shit is delicious.
Yeah.
They had it on nitro. Fucking great.
Oh, Velvet Merlin on nitro. Oh, yeah. VMRN.
You can, because you have an extra bedroom in your place, right?
No, I'm not a huge baller. It's a one bedroom, one bath, but I got space. If you wanted to crash, if that's where you're going.
No.
I got a good couch.
I got a brand new couch.
Well, a
Craigslist new couch. Right. It's new to me.
Oh, I like the old couch.
Fuck that old couch.
Got it.
Old couch. Oh, dude, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
I didn't want to call anyone to bug them to come help me move my furniture because fucking that's how you lose your friends right away.
I disagree. That's how
you can always.
I call you in the morning and say, dude, I got to lug a couch down 3 flights of stairs. Will you come?
Hey, Herman, do you not realize that Leo, myself, and Josh are part of a company called Topless Movers? We'll gladly come help you, dude. Three bros, no shirts.
No shirts, though. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And what's the saying?
I forgot. Oh, it has something to do with
Thor: The Dark World.
That's right.
Time to clock in.
Yeah.
So
we got it all set up.
Is this from an episode that I missed?
We're making zero money.
Yeah. Real quick, when Brian asked us to move some stuff, Josh and I, before he got there, we thought it'd be funny to have this whole thing.
Oh, they made a whole plan.
Before we got to his house was to the minute that we said, because we had just seen Thor: The Dark World, we were going to ask about it. We're like, oh, Thor: The Dark World, time to clock in. We literally ripped our shirts.
They ripped their shirts. They wore shirts that they were okay with ripping off.
We ripped them off, and then we were the entire time moving from his house, then into the storage.
To the U-Haul storage
unit. With,
like,
people walking around and everything. Yeah. We were completely shirtless.
And we were also smacking the shit out of each other's backs.
Did you cut the shirts a little bit?
No.
No, you just told just full Hulk Hogan.
I bet on the very top.
You got to get the little collar.
Well, first off, Hulk Hogan also had to do that.
Everybody did it, all right?
That's why it ripped so clean.
You know what? I'm going to rip this shirt right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we could rip our shirts off
so,
right now.
Yes, I would help you move if you asked.
All right, well, I just didn't want to make that call.
It's a good workout.
I didn't want to bother people. You know, it's L.A. traffic. Someone drives 20 miles just to help me move shit. So I couldn't figure out how to get the couch out of the apartment. I don't know how the fuck I got it in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the exact same size as my door.
You're saying you did this yourself?
I did it myself.
You're amazing.
I went down to the garage, I got a saw, and I literally cut the thing up.
Damn,
it was
really?
The only way I could get it out, yeah. And I had a hell of a time getting the new couch in there on nothing but a dolly, lugging it up some stairs because it wouldn't fit in the fucking elevator.
What the fuck?
It was pretty silly.
And the shitty thing about putting the new couch in is you can't cut the new couch into pieces and bring it inside.
You're
fucked.
Nope. Then you have to have a third couch.
Right.
Well, then what'd that Papa Roach sing about? Cut my heart in two pieces. This is my last couch.
But when's the last you heard of them?
Good point.
Like, how did that really work out?
Right. Time, yeah.
Right.
I used to have a Papa Roach shirt, t-shirt, band t-shirt, and
I can't believe you said that into this recording.
On the back,
should have done that.
On the back, it said "Come to Papa."
Oh no!
I thought it was hilarious when I was 16 years old wearing it to school.
I'm sure it was really cool.
Oh, it was hilarious. Everybody loved it. Hey, man.
Hey, yeah. Like, people were still laughing a bit. People are still laughing about how cool it is.
Everybody remember? Everybody who's listening, who remembers my cool Come to Papa shirt? You guys remember? Why don't you write in?
Right, yeah, you're going to get some fan mail.
Yeah, write into normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. If you have any pictures as well, that'd be great.
So 100%. How do people start making beer? Is it a lot of fancy equipment? Because I see these tiny little kits for like $30, Beer. Do those
work? My roommates actually got me one for Christmas one year, and I had it here forever, and then I ended up, I think, like selling it or getting rid of it because I never did it. But you do not need a ton. You need like some funnels, you know, the like five ingredients
you need, like,
it takes
glass
to make
jugs, right?
You can use it. Yeah, you can use like the one I got came with just these big plastic buckets, and then you need like a huge pot that you can use on the stove. But you don't need a lot.
So, like, how much would all this stuff cost? Less than $100?
I think so. I wish there was some way to look.
I would say
I don't know.
I would say a good kit, $250.
Really? Ugh.
You're saying 100.
I could buy a lot of beer for 250.
But yeah, you could also then start a massive pot of beer is going to make you probably like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure if you do it often enough, yeah, it'll pay for itself. That's not really the point, I guess. I'm just saying
initial setup is probably 250.
Right.
I would say the ingredients post that are probably 10, 20 bucks. Yeah, then you gotta buy the ingredients. Bucks.
I see one for $25.
What's the one that you had? It was Mr. Beer?
No, actually, Mr. Beer is supposed to be super shitty.
Really?
And that's the $25 one.
Yeah. Yeah, you see that everywhere.
I'm just saying,
nice stuff that you actually want to, like, you wouldn't mind still keeping around.
I would start with a little shitty one, and then if it worked out, I would probably upgrade my stuff. This is going to be my new thing. Oh, okay.
Like, you don't want to, it's still,
you should have kept that. You're a fool. A damn fool.
It's going to cost what?
Yeah. That's arguable.
Well,
listen, I became a minimalist. I got rid of all the shit I wasn't using, including that.
All right.
I'm surprised that's not like one of the few things that you kept. I'm a minimalist, but this thing makes beer.
How long does it take to make beer?
3-4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Mostly, you just sit around and wait, basically. Yeah, you put it in like a closet where it's dark and you just let it do its thing.
All that yeast has got to eat up all that sugar and make all that alcohol. And that's how beer's made.
Tell me about it. Tell me more, Brian. Beer, Brian.
I mean, that's the basic
ingredient.
All right,
we're good. We kind of covered it all.
Covered it all.
You want to make like a stout or a porter.
Oh,
fucking smoke the beans or whatever they do. What is
it? You gotta roast the beans.
Yeah, you gotta roast the shit.
Or the malt, the beans.
Barbecue it. I'll fire it up in my barbecue.
Hey, I'll drink a barbecue beer.
Hell yeah.
That sounds great. If you're putting beans in your beer, Brian.
Oh, I love bean beer.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite kinds of beer.
Kidney beans.
Kidney bean beer, red bean beer, white bean beer, pinto bean beer, black bean beer.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I didn't think you'd ever stop.
You know a lot of beans.
I didn't think you'd ever stop. Yeah, that's a good point. You do know a lot of beans off the cup. I think surfing's a good hobby. You need to start making beer before any. I will come over in a heartbeat and try all your beers.
Well, now there's going to be a train open, so it'll be easy to do.
Oh God. Seriously, Friday, I might just go to the beach and hang out with you guys.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Because that sounds lovely.
I get off work at like 4. Yet.
Are you gonna hop on the red line or whatever line gets you there? Expo, don't hop on the red line.
I'm not gonna hop on the red line.
Go to North Hollywood.
Maybe I'll just ride my bike to your house and we can go together. That way, my bike will be somewhere safe.
Yep.
Because I can't get there. I can't get to a train from here.
You could take the bike on the train, probably.
I meant my motorcycle.
Ah, no, they won't let you. No.
Just drive it down the stairs. Is this cool, guys? Or?
When you turn it off on the actual train, the exhaust is still going, so everyone's like super high.
And I'm just chugging cans of beer.
Yeah. And I'm like, he's with me.
That's a good
Let's
time.
Do it. Let's
I don't know.
It.
What hobby?
Yeah, you guys know. Got anything that you've been like kind of meaning to start that you think you could get into?
I would say, man, just thinking about it, rock climbing would be super fun.
Yeah.
My friend Cherry is a rock climber.
People do that, yeah.
What?
I got a friend named Cherry who's a rock climber.
Hmm.
Her body is amazing.
That's quite a resume.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Describe her her body.
That's what I was going to do. What else did you want to talk about? No, she's just extremely fit. The rock climbing is a great workout.
Yeah, I think you have to be.
But
otherwise
not
you die.
Fit, but not too fit like a wrestler or like a, you know, or like Trisha.
Oh, Trisha.
Too
fit?
Used to. She's too fit now.
Yeah, there's a young lady that we work with is now a bikini modeler who's
like a muscle. She's like ripped.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
She looks great.
Yeah, but they don't look crazy ripped when they wipe off all the bronzer and the oil and stuff and they're just relaxed. They just look super hot and fit.
Flexing.
She's not all fucking buffed out when she's watching TV.
I want someone to cut that out of Alex saying, yeah, when they rub off all that oil and just relax.
Yeah, like, right? They're just chilling. Because they go way out of their way. They look buffed up and they dehydrate themselves. Their veins bulge out. Yeah. So, you know, if it's just fucking like a Tuesday, I'm sure she's not crazy too fit.
Actually, it's Wednesday right now. It's 7 o'clock in Chicago. Nope, 6 o'clock. I wonder what she looks like.
Let's give her a call. What do you look like, Trisha? Trisha, the one that when Brian and I went on an impromptu pub crawl, just constantly shouted her name, though she was never around. Was
she shouted her own name?
No, we were shouting, her name, like looking for her.
Yeah,
even though
but just
she
as
was
a drunken joke.
Yeah. So anyone,
rock climbing is a good one.
Rock climbing, yeah. I don't know. I loved it as a kid, and I mean, I'm not talking like I'm gonna scale, you know, the side of Mount Zion.
You ever go to like Joshua Tree and go like bouldering?
Yeah, you can do bouldering.
Climbing all over. You don't even need ropes for that.
Never done bouldering.
It's not
fun.
As hardcore. It's not like vertical, but
here's
it's still super cool.
Never been to Joshua Tree.
No, that's a good one.
Me neither.
We should
do that.
You got to bring mushrooms.
Oh, I'm about to get some
mushrooms. That's how it's
done. Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get some mushrooms pretty soon.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Who do I talk to about that?
You talk to him, apparently.
Well,
he's going to have some coming in real soon.
Once they're in my hand, I'll be like, okay, this is legit, and then we can talk about it.
Someone just sells you like portobellos. You're like, all right, fuck.
Come on. What are we talking? Shiitake over here? What are we doing over here? Oh my God. It's almost like Alex and I knew as many mushrooms as you knew beans.
Jelly bean, green bean.
Wow. Great time, guys.
You guys ever go scuba diving?
I've never scuba.
You mentioned it earlier on your apocalypse.
Never been in my weird apocalypse version of
I've been snorkeling and then like dove under a little bit. But not scuba diving.
I went scuba diving once in Hawaii, like a family vacation years ago, 12, 13 years old. And it was the fucking most amazing thing.
I bet. It's
like being
amazing.
On a different planet. Everything's completely different. There's nothing down there that we have up here and vice versa. It's completely different. It's fucking blew my mind.
Were you ever like scuba diving and you could never see the bottom? Because that is frightening.
I didn't go super deep. I mean, you want to be able to have fucking pussy scuba diving. Yeah, dude. It was like with a little instructor and... No, I think we maybe went 30 feet at the most.
I mean,
coral and fucking colorful fish. It was really cool. Yeah, super cool. So I could see myself getting into that. I think it's kind of a process to get that certification.
I think my sister.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think you'd like sit underwater for like an hour or something too. Mm-hmm.
There's a whole thing. My mom did it a long time ago now, but she would go scuba diving off in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
she had like the coolest whole outfit thing. And the like, you know, the flappers and the knife and the goggles and like you have to do this thing when you're coming back up. Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to shank it.
Fucks and sharks up.
Yeah.
You have to like, there's like the rope with knots on it and at every knot you have to stop and like let your like body like get back to
that
level of pressure.
Oh, that's how you can tell
like,
how deep you are?
Yeah. And then, pretty interesting.
All
right.
Yeah.
Once you learn all that, it sounds fucking great.
Yeah. You know what? I just want to go scuba diving so I can get the bends.
Dude, of course, man.
Yeah. I just want to get the bends and they're like, hey, Leo, sit in this chamber for 72 hours. Cool. Thanks. Thanks.
I've been wanting to do CrossFit for a long time and haven't done it yet.
That's a hobby.
You did it for a couple days.
Yeah, 3 days. Yeah. But I don't count that because I like didn't start. I didn't really get into it.
Yeah.
Well,
but I like to do that. And yoga, actually. I've still never done yoga.
They have a word for people like you. They call them quitters.
Yes.
Can I be honest, though? I'm glad you did not get into CrossFit.
No, I'm going to get back into it.
No, don't. I don't want to hear you be like, yo, Leo, man, I'm into CrossFit now.
You talk about is working out. What do you mean?
Oh, no, I do not.
You talk about working out so much.
When?
All the time. It's not
podcast.
Bad. It's cool. It makes me go like, oh yeah, I should work out.
That's cool.
Awesome. No, you're passionate about it.
You get into something and then you just both fucking compete about who's a cooler workout guy.
That'd be dope.
But I'm just saying like, the CrossFit.
One of us is going to eat at the other one. So
you do your WOD.
CrossFit.
It's called a WOD.
I just feel like CrossFit turns you into like a different human
being. Kind of a twat.
I think for a certain amount of time.
Kind of a twat.
But like my buddy, my best friend, Chris is a CrossFitter and he's not like a douche about it.
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of normal dudes.
Yeah, there are.
I'm going to call him right now and he's probably the first thing he's going to say is, hey, real quick, I'm CrossFitting. Give me a second.
They don't say that. he's like pauses his CrossFitting to pick up the phone and say, yo, I can't talk right now. I'm CrossFitting.
Yeah. What's that joke? How do you know someone does CrossFit? They'll tell you.
It's the same for like, how do you know if somebody's vegan? How do you know if somebody's a Bernie supporter? Yeah.
Right.
They may, yeah. If somebody's like really into something, then everybody starts.
I'll give it to the CrossFit people though. It shit seems to work. I don't know anyone who does CrossFit who isn't like just ripped to shreds.
Injured.
Seriously.
One or the other.
Broken back.
Here's another one. How do you know, guys? This is totally just off the cuff.
I can't wait for this.
How do you know if someone is into Bernie Sanders?
How?
Check their Facebook.
Oh.
same kind of joke.
Zing.
Same kind of joke.
I mean, it's
I see
true.
What you did there.
How do you know if someone's in the CrossFit? Check their Facebook.
Got it.
Facebook sucks.
Facebook's the worst.
Let's jump into three-word reviews.
Ooh.
Alex, a three-word review is something that you have watched, something that you have touched, something that you have, really anything.
I can review something that I've touched.
You can review literally anything you want.
You could review something that you made. You could review something that like you ate. Say you were making beer.
Table noise.
Say that you're reviewing, you know, you just made a beer. You could review that beer.
You could review a person that you met. Followed you could review a book you read.
Someone keeps calling you.
Yeah, a lot of people are calling me.
Yeah,
if you have to go.
A popular thing to do right now is call me.
Let's, Brian, is there anything that you would like? Let's kind of show him the ropes of a three-word review.
I mean, I'm familiar
with
the program.
Start with me, actually, Brian. I would like to review...
Leo, do you have something to review?
Yes, I'd like to review season one of Narcos on Netflix.
All right, so pay attention. This
is where you do the cat meow at the end?
Yes, right.
See, I told you I listen. Well, I mean, I have listened.
Oh, Leo.
That's the better response.
Leo.
Yes, Ryan.
Can you do us a favor, myself, Alex, all the viewers,
yep,
and give us a 3-word review of season one of the Netflix original series, mm-hmm. Narcos.
Yes.
Followed by a very coked out cat meow.
Got it. Powder. Colombia.
Beautiful accent there.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't say powder again.
No, I was thinking about powder.
This is a review, by the way. Colombia, powder.
I thought you guys had played this game before.
It always takes a long time. I'm trying to think, and then we just cut it out in post.
Yes.
I'm trying to think
real quick in post.
The word rojo?
Rojo.
Rojo red. Means red.
Thank you.
Nice.
¿Cómo estás?
Meow.
So let's go through. It's not going to spoil it for you. Red is in the sense of blood because they're drug dealers,
mm-hmm.
and it's very gory. A lot of blood, a lot of death. Very cool, very true.
I like how your coked cat said "estás." Familiar, because he knows us.
He's a cat. Thank you.
Somebody.
And then. Obviously, that was Roja. Powder, obviously, the whole entire thing is about Pablo Escobar. At one point, literally his net worth is $40 billion.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's insane. Hopefully, it's all been seized by the government and sent to my house immediately.
Hell.
Years ago.
Good job, the war on drugs.
Yeah, right. And then Colombia, because a DEA agent moves down there with his family and experiences what Colombia is like firsthand living in Pablo Escobar territory. And it's great.
Dude.
So 10 episodes, 45 minutes each.
Pretty good.
Real good.
That seems real good.
Alex, do you have anything you want to review?
Huh.
Or have done or have seen or preview. Yeah. I threw some previews in there.
It's true.
Like so, previewing Making Beer.
He's done a preview.
I don't really
watch anything.
Follow a lot of stuff. Lately I'm watching Game of Thrones because it's back on.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, but it doesn't even have to be a show.
Yeah. Have I eaten anything good lately?
Do you like a nice meal?
You are like a chef extraordinaire.
This guy's always cooking.
Is the pigeon back?
Oh, Dovewatch.
Dovewatch is happening. Watch.
Don't you fucking dare call it a pigeon.
Sorry.
Dovewatch.
Pigeons are for poor people.
Oh, my God.
Pigeons are disgusting animals.
Yeah, they're like rats with wings.
Just a gross bird.
Maybe they're super nice. Maybe they get a bad rap.
Maybe we're judging too quick.
Maybe Mike Tyson was right.
Super suck, dude. They super suck.
Are they gross?
Yeah.
We had a deal.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I like it.
It's a Seinfeld.
Yeah, dude. This is
we'll
what
never get.
May. One thing that brings Haberman and I together is our love of Seinfeld.
You ran over some pigeons. How many? Whatever they had. Miranda thinks I'm a butcher, but it's not my fault, is it? Don't we have a deal with the pigeons? Of course we have a deal. They get out of the way of our cars. We look the other way on the statue defecation. Right. And these pigeons broke the deal. I will not accept the blame for this. So Miranda's cool, don't you? I'm getting nothing.
I will never, ever get any Seinfeld references because I've only seen one episode.
Well, you are the doofus.
No, you're right. You're right. The only thing I would get is if you guys were like, oh man, you guys don't like that soup. I'd be like, no soup for you.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one. Yeah, that's that might be the most well-known reference.
I actually might just start saying that from now on around
no
you guys.
No soup for you.
You said
no
it totally soup wrong.
No soup.
Oh hey, good to see you guys. No soup for you.
Yeah, that's how
not,
he does it.
That's not how that works. It's not anything. Yeah.
Excuse me, I think you forgot my bread.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2. Everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3.
I remember being a kid and being confused with that episode, too. Like, dude, it's fucking soup. Come on, I've had soup. Like, soup's all right, but lying around the block for soup? Come
ooh,
on.
Ooh, I don't know, man. Soup's pretty good. Go to Panera, get a little bread bowl.
You wait for an hour to eat some soup?
No, I wouldn't do wait now. I don't wait an hour for anything.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Man, when's the last time I wait? Oh, I've waited
an hour. Maybe a good raw dogging.
For like a, ooh, gross. For a raw
who are you waiting for an hour? The other guys in front of you?
Oh, damn, Alex.
So many raw dogs.
Nicely done.
I've waited an hour.
Alex gets it already. He's been on one episode and he's already getting it.
Oh, this is how we do shit, yeah. We knew you'd fit right in.
Right? It's nice that you guys are bringing some diversity to the show. I feel like it's been three white guys for so long.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Right? As long as there's no video cameras, are there?
No.
Okay, yeah. It's just cool that you guys are breaking down barriers and you invite like a nice, cool, like
white
tall
dude.
Black man onto your right.
show. Oh, yeah. Alex Haberman.
Right? I have a voice for that, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Redheaded
I thought you
black
were black
man.
First time I heard you talk.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Alex, while you think, Brian, do you have anything?
Oh,
you could also say no if you don't have anything. It's fine.
No, we're going to need you to do something.
Wow, they never allowed me to say no. So that's why I had the preview and reviews.
he reviewed a clam chowder once. So.
Good people point. Love a chowder.
I mean, the only thing I watched, I think, was Civil War, but you guys did a whole episode on it, so I don't really want to do that.
We can get your opinion on it.
Yeah, for sure. And I went on maybe like a...
You went on an excursion?
I went on a couple trips since I last saw it.
Ooh, New Orleans, you know what? I want to hear. Yeah, I want to hear. Brian.
Yeah?
Could you please review the city of Portland?
Oh, sure. Oregon or Maine?
Where'd you go? Oregon.
Oregon.
Could you please review the city of Portland, Oregon?
Sure.
Imagine getting on the wrong plane, ending up in Maine. You'd be furious.
Oh, Portland, Maine.
I guess you'd
Maine?
Find something to do.
Also, you're...
Also, after 2 hours, I'd be like, how are we yeah, not... Yeah. How am I only...
We're now over 30% Kansas.
Into this? Yeah. What?
Let's talk about being on the wrong plane. That'd be awful. But no, Brian, could you please...
Being on the right plane is awful.
True. flying in general. That's why I want to jump out of it with you guys.
Yeah.
Followed by a... person who just ate voodoo donuts. Meow.
Absolutely.
See, I know things about Portland. I know one place.
One thing.
I always hear about voodoo donuts. Apparently, kind of a big deal up there?
Well, they're coming. I think there's one opening in...
it's more of a... It's a tourist attraction now.
Yeah. There's one opening in Universal City.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
City cool. Well, I'll drive there for a donut from Santa Monica.
Yeah, of course. No, why wouldn't you?
Take the train. It goes all the way to North Hollywood.
Yeah,
that's true.
You would literally have to go from Universal Santa Monica. There's North Hollywood. It's Universal.
You have to go to downtown.
You have to go all the way to downtown, then all the way up to North. From that stop, all the way to North Hollywood.
Hey, for a really good donut, though?
You would get
it's
off.
Like story of my life. I'm like, oh, this sounds really cool. Oh, but I live over here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
A 3-word review of the city of Portland.
Mm-hmm. And your trip. You know.
And my trip. Yeah, yeah. Just... Sunny. You know, those weren't words. this is all going to get edited out.
Sunny.
Uh-huh.
She was one of my favorite WWF divas. Sunny.
Oh, Sunny. Sweet. Yeah. China died. Rest in peace, China.
Yeah. Sunny actually just did porn.
Oh, really?
But she's now like 90. And it's not the same.
No.
So go ahead. So Sunny, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Sunny, hip, bikes.
Yeah.
What was the meow again?
My favorite is every day. It's like an echo. Like, you know, yeah, because like, yeah. the meow was like a someone who just ate at Voodoo Donuts.
Oh right. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, it's mostly a gimmick. Meow.
Nice.
I love Portland.
Nice.
You
guys stayed in a cool room. Look like a bunch of birds or cats or something on the wall.
Yeah. So I said sunny because every time I've been there, it has been like I've always gone in the summer and it's always like so perfect outside. But it like really tricks you because most of the year it's very gray apparently. So like my idea of what Portland is fantastic. But I think I'd actually be pretty pissed if I lived there because it's almost never sunny. I'm told.
I think Micah Schmelzer lives.
I saw Micah.
You saw him?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was super unplanned. I didn't realize.
You just ran into it at a bar, or you knew that you were in Portland?
Just super last minute. Fizakly actually cool. Said, are you in Portland? I'm here visiting Micah. And I was like, oh, Micah lives here? So then we got a beer.
Damn.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I said sunny. What did I say next? Hip. Yeah, like you can tell by the fucking hotel room we stayed at. And just, I think everybody, when they think of Portland, certainly thinks like hipster and shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like super young, definitely hip, super hipster vibe. And it's also like, talking to locals was super interesting because Portland is changing drastically because of all the people and money that are coming in from San Francisco mostly and Los Angeles too. So it's getting super white and like, you know, just like,
bummer.
I mean, it just happens all the time. Right? Yeah. So it's pretty interesting to hear people talk about it because they, you know, everything's getting way more expensive than it should be. It's getting, you know, much more diverse, which is good, I think. But, you know, when you're used to living in a certain place and things are a certain way and it changes, it's interesting.
For sure.
Yeah, dude, my hometown's doing the same thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It just fucking happens, I guess. You know,
I didn't realize that the San Francisco tech people were moving so far north.
Yeah, like seriously, if you talk to a Portland local, they're just like, motherfucking San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
Wait, it's not the tech people, huh? It's like the people who have been displaced by the tech people probably moving to Portland.
No, it's the tech people coming in and being like, we have a shitload of money. I want a place in Portland. I can like rent it out when I'm not there. Like, because the people that are coming aren't the people that are sent out because those people don't have any money.
Yeah. There's a lot of game development happening in Portland now too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. But I mean, for a visitor who's a white hipster, it's great. Yeah. It has everything I want.
You ever go hang in Oakland?
I've not been to Oakland yet.
It's like Brooklyn of the West.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody can afford San Francisco. They're moving to Oakland. Oakland, from what I've heard, is now the fourth most expensive city in the country.
Whoa, Jesus. Really?
Yeah, holy Oakland. Shit. Yeah.
Wow. San Francisco and New York and LA,
yeah, probably,
maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's just preposterous.
I forgot the fucking third word I said.
It's full of hipsters, too.
You said hip.
Hip was my second word. I said sunny, I said hip, and I said...
Something to the listeners.
Oh, yeah, bike. There's so many bikes.
A lot of bikes.
Just people rolling around on bikes.
They were the originator of the naked bike rides.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Pretty awesome.
Did you see a naked bike ride while you were there?
Sadly, no.
Did you perform in one?
Yes.
Nice.
But I didn't see it. I was blindfolded.
Any nudity at all? I feel like you probably see one naked person a day up there, right?
Yeah, did you see a titty or something?
Man, I don't think I saw a titty. I saw lots of titties in New Orleans.
Nice.
That was good.
Yeah, and they were great. A lot of really nice titties, guys.
Was there something happening in New Orleans? Because it's not, what's it called right now?
Mardi Gras. It was at strip clubs.
Ah,
yeah.
Nice.
Dude, remember the first time we went there? Did he tell you the story when you dragged me into the strip club?
I told everybody about it when I was in New Orleans.
Yeah. And like...
Wait, what strip club?
Who the fuck knows? Just some Bourbon Street strip club. And I'm not really that into strip clubs. I see
you're talking about
sort of
on the mega trip.
Yeah, on the mega trip.
Okay,
number one.
Cool.
Of course, they try to upsell you for, you know, ooh, you can have this if you pay thousands of dollars.
Of course.
And you come running up to me, you're like, dude, I need to find like $2,200 real quick. Like, I mean, whatever you're about to do, no, dude, stop it.
Hold on, it was more than that. We're just like chilling in the fucking strip club normally, and like the madam of the strip club was like, "Yo, like, what's going on? You guys want to come to the back or, you know, for a dance or whatever?" And I like convinced Haberman to do it, and I probably was like, "I'll pay for it." And then we go in, and like the girls, you know, like start giving us a lap dance, but then they're like, "You know, we can do like more than this, right?"
Oh,
and so
nice.
The madam gets these like two hot chicks and. Take me and Haberman into this like little room, and like, no kidding, they throw me on a bed and like they're like tickling me.
Oh my god, I've heard the story.
And the madam is like, you know, so cool, like this seems pretty good, right? Like, you guys want to do this for like an hour, a couple bottles of champagne? And be like, yeah, $2,000 or something.
Yeah.
And then like, as soon as she said that, me and Haberman were like, okay, hold on a second.
Yeah,
we've got this all wrong. Like, we're down to like tickle. This is really great. And I get a lap dance. We don't have $2,000.
Yeah, what's all this
asshole
talk about money? You're only doing this for money.
Right. This is so strange. And so then what they finally did was like, they worked out some dumb thing. I don't know. It's like half an hour, one bottle of champagne for like $500. So then I was thinking to myself, like, could I spend $500?
Could I?
And they did the same thing this time. They were like, so it'll be like $550 for an hour if you want to go for an hour. I'm just thinking to myself, like, what are we going to, for an hour? What are we going to do for an hour? You're giving me a lap dance. It takes 3 minutes.
Yeah. I think
big.
They're talking about.
I'm sure it would be more than that. Yeah. But do I want to pay $550 for it?
No.
Nah.
Probably not.
She was hot. She looked like Kendall Jenner.
Really?
But anyway, Portland is great. No, both cities were awesome. We ate very well, drank a lot.
New Orleans is great.
Had a fucking great time.
How long were you there for this time, New Orleans?
I was in New Orleans for like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 nights.
Yeah, okay.
And only in Portland for 2 nights.
Did you go straight to Portland after New Orleans?
No, I was home for a day.
Oh, nice.
Came home, worked a shift, flew out the
next
day.
Nice.
It was crazy.
Alex, what about you, bud? You got anything you want to review before we get you out of here?
Huh, yeah. Still thinking. Give me some ideas. Little brain teasers.
I would say if this was Saturday we were doing this, you could review your first trip on the Metro.
Right.
Can't do that yet.
You could review a date.
I'll review how I assume the Metro is going to be.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, we have the preview
of the Metro.
Love a good preview.
Right. So,
we got to throw it to you.
Hey, Alex, could you please preview the Expo line to Santa Monica.
From Santa Monica to downtown.
To downtown. Using three words followed by a meow that you'll probably hear on the Metro while you're there.
All right. Well, I'm only assuming it will be convenient.
Convenient.
And this won't be the ride, but me, probably most of the time, drunk.
So we have convenient, we have drunk.
Yes.
Right? And, that's really the only two things I expect to get out of this ride. Clean, at first. The first ride will be clean. I'll do the same review in 1 year, and that third one will be much different. It'll be like piss.
My God, I've lived.
Right?
And we're going to get that meow.
And so this is a
meow that you would probably hear from somebody with you on the train.
Somebody with me.
maybe not like in your own party, but like something while your people watching. Like, ooh.
Yeah, I overhear. I'm going to assume there's going to be a lot of homeless weirdos on that train.
For sure.
Yeah. What's a homeless weirdo cat sound like? Meow, baby. Hey, you got a dollar, baby?
There it is. There it is. Meow,
baby. Come on, baby. Hey, so you got a cigarette?
Convenient. 100%. I'm excited about that.
Door to door.
Friday.
Well, stop to stop. 46 minutes, including the stops.
Wow.
Even in rush hour traffic. You could go at fucking 6:30 while the whole freeway is fucked.
But it's not
minutes.
A subway, right? It's all above ground.
It's all above ground.
Yeah, yeah. Just like a train, like regular train tracks. Fucking cars stop for you.
You know what I like down in Santa Monica?
Huh.
I like that Barney's Beanery.
Yeah, it's a good spot. That's like my go-to little walking spot.
Maybe Friday we can go to Barney's Beanery.
I'm into Barney's. We've been to Barney's. We've all been to Barney's.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a good spot.
We watched the Redskins game at Barney's.
Yeah, we did.
There's a Redskins for game on Friday?
No. For your birthday.
We have watched one.
On a Friday.
they're closed on a Friday? That's preposterous.
Yeah, what?
No, we watched a Redskins game there pre your birthday, and then we went out for your birthday, Barney.
Nice. My friend Cherry, the rock climber, she works at Barney's Beanery.
Really?
But the one on Santa Monica in WeHo.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like Barney's. You catch them at the right time, a bunch of beers are half price.
Really?
Yeah.
Something like a happy hour, you might say?
I mean, you could be there for more than an hour.
Right.
They do two of them.
All right, relax. That looks weird.
I'm trying to get into ciders. I went to England
a
couple years ago, and they're big into cider over
there's
there.
There's some great
ciders. There's some bomb ciders. I've been drinking this one at Barney's, pineapple something or other. It's sweeter than I'd normally
go. Yeah, that
sounds too sweet. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty sweet, but it tastes like a fucking pineapple, and it's delicious.
There's an ex-girlfriend I used to like, loved woodchucks. And that's all she would drink.
How much chuck could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Well, the bigger question is how much chuck would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could suck a dick?
How much chuck? I think it's how much
zero
wood
because I don't need you chomping on my penis.
Are there animals that suck each other's dicks?
That's actually a great question.
Right?
Did humans start chimpanzees?
Right. Dolphins, they're like people.
Hold on.
Suck each other's dicks?
I think I've actually seen a chimpanzee like pulling on another penis, but not
you
sucking see,
every
on
once
it.
In a while you see like a jerk off video online. Is it just me? I see a jerk off video. Yeah, like a chimp just stroking himself in a zoo, and people are like, "Oh my god, look
there,
at this!"
That's just playing with masturbation.
There was a dolphin that I saw recently on Reddit. It was like maybe a week ago that he was using. He ripped a fish in half and then used the front half of the fish, and he had sex with it. And he was putting his little penis inside that.
It's very resourceful.
Yeah. So
how do you keep it in place? Dolphins don't have hands with
it. It was against the glass. Like
dolphins have hands.
At the zoo.
This was at the zoo? This was like in the aquarium?
Yeah. And it was like someone was taping it being like, oh my God.
Wedged
it. Oh my God.
That's
like right against the glass. I'll find the video.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's something, all right.
Guys,
it's like a fleshlight, like a dolphin fleshlight.
I have Googled. I have Googled, and it turns out that some other species that love oral sex besides humans are bears.
Huh. What?
Interesting.
Uh-huh. No, what?
I would think it would be like a less dangerous mouth.
Cheetahs?
Cheetahs?
Lions?
Lions.
Female, because they're just licking, they're not sucking.
Okay, right. No.
Chinese fruit bats?
These are all BJs?
I mean, we knew about that one.
Yeah, everybody knew about Chinese fruit bats. These are just oral sex. But see, the other thing that's, they're like, a lot. I quit.
Are you thinking about Chinese fruit bat blowjob right now and you can't think straight?
It just seems so hot. But no, we also have the like male oral sex anyway. We have the mouths for it. Like not a lot of other animals have mouths
that's
like that.
Well, that's what he's saying. Like a less dangerous mouth. Like so when you're
but
saying
even the
a,
shape,
when like, you're saying a bear does oral, it's like male or female, just licking.
I think maybe it's just female.
It's not like
one would imagine.
Right, and
it's
probably
be
just like cleaning.
Pretty unexcited male.
Right.
Yeah. This is awful.
Yeah, I'm going to look into it more later when I'm alone.
Glad that I came.
Oh, I am so glad you came. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 32. Let's go ahead
Golden
episode. Are you 32?
I am. I'll be 33 this year.
This is all of our
32.
I'll
be 34 in 2 years.
That's fucking crazy. When you do the math.
When will you be 35?
Fuck, who knows?
Okay, wait a second. It's very simple. Just add one more.
I'm not a Chinese fruit bat. I'm not good with numbers.
Alex, where can people find you if they want to? Where
I'm around.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not on Twitter, if that's what
Twitter.
You're asking.
Nice.
I got
all
a
right.
Facebook.
Cool.
Google search sandwich hater.
Sandwich hater.
Boy,
I mean, yep. I can give out my cell phone number. Is that where we're going with
don't
this?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
If
don't
you guys
do
really
that.
Want to find me, you don't want to find me.
What else? Nobody Caveman Chronicles? Me. What else have we done together?
Get this guy. Maybe if you want to find him, email him. Email normallynormalcrew@gmail.com and say you want to buy Alex a Groupon for surfing so he can learn how to surf.
Some surfing and a beer kit.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll review the kit and the beer.
Yep. So you buy it for
not
us, ladies
the surfing.
And gentlemen. And oh my God, not deserving. I'm one of your other hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317 and on twitch.tv/Kovalik317. And also, you can check out my awesome website. It's still probably really good and updated, www.leoalbertkovalikjr.com. The joke is that he has created my website and it's always a bunch of boys' balls.
Okay. Is there a mobile?
Absolutely. Oh, okay. It works great on the phones.
Yeah, good. All right.
Brian, who are you?
Hey, I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can find me on the Twitters at underscore BPCK and on my website, imbck.com. Also on the television, I have two commercials airing. No big deal. And thanks so much for listening.
we both. No, that's very awesome. Congratulations. Good for you.
Oh, hey, thanks.
I'm excited for you. It gets you to be able to go to Portland, NOLA, and the whole all places you want to go.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And all I'm saying is still, those are some good-looking coattails. Can't wait to ride them.
Get on those coattails, baby.
Don't worry, you know I'm holding on tight. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 32. Bye.
Goodbye.
Me too, bye.
Play it.
My voice sounds the least cool.